Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
And Walgreens. Use as directed.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
10 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in talk radio. Going to try something different and new, or rather more expansive, if you will. I'm Doug Steffen, introducing many people around the country to the concept of an overview of News Talk Radio for this past week. This is something that I've been doing for 20-some-odd years in concert with Talkers Magazine and their editor and publisher, Michael Harrison. Every week, they go through most of the really popular talk radio programs and hosts and stations around the country to come up with a list, like the countdowns you hear on the music stations. Same thing, only this is about news talk radio. Top 10 stories, top 10 people. So Talkers, as the Bible of the talk radio industry, has authority there. And so this list put together with the folks at Talkers becomes a very entertaining way and an accurate way to gauge what's been going on a lot of the radio stations that are carrying this program now. I carry my other programs. I produce a lot of different programs, the Daily DJV program, podcast and playback of that show, and On Air Live. You can find it at djvshow.com. Also, a show that deals with the metaphysical world, the unseen world, your hidden power. YourHiddenPowerShow.com, the American Family Farmer Show is a podcast and the focus on food, family, and the farm. That's there as well. GoodDayHealthShow.com has the podcast and the shows with a couple of prominent doctors around the country every week talking about the issues. And they're all, the reason I bring them up is because they are sort of my varied calling card, having done this for a long time. The focus, though, with the majority of stations and the majority of their programming is aimed at discussing the issues, and many of them are political. It's become known as political talk radio to a lot of people. So I invite each week a couple of well-known, very prominent talk radio folks. Some of them are people that work with me on the DJV program. For example, Jennifer Horn is here. She does the she's got three of these, or four, depending on how you look at the gig. Jennifer, prominent on the DJV program, also does the local program in Los Angeles on the Salem station there, KRLA, and she does a show for the Southern sort of California network. Would you say a station carries that program out in Bakersfield? No, is it Bakersfield?
The Empire, no.
Yes. Yeah. All right. So Jennifer Horn is here, along with my friend, longtime colleague, John Harper, who runs WMEL on the Space Coast in Florida. So their thoughts and engagement here as we go through the list. Let me go through the stories. And the number 10 item this week on the countdown list is an overview of the Oscars. A lot of conversation, especially at the beginning of the week, about that. At number 9, technology as it applies to facial recognition and artificial intelligence in general, getting a lot more traction because it's affecting our lives more and more and more and more and more every day. Number 8, continuing focus on Rush Limbaugh
and his illness. He was in the hospital earlier this week because he had the flu, and people thought it might get into pneumonia. A lot of focus on him, not only because of his illness, but because of his winning the... and I'm going to say something. I'm going to say it very prominently. I hope I didn't lose a couple of friends on this, but there was a posting... I don't know if Jennifer and John, you saw it. There was a posting in a cartoon form of 10 people wearing KKK garb. And there was one of them, and it had the image of the Presidential Medal of Freedom and the caption under, "Guess which one is Rush Limbaugh?" I found that highly offensive. Mm. I found it obnoxious and unnecessary. And it, so I said that to my friend online, and she didn't like it, but, you know, I don't, it's just, I think there's enough already with this stuff. Enough already. Yeah. So did you, either of you see that, Jennifer, John, did you see that cartoon?
I did not, yeah, but I believe it.
You did see it, John?
Yeah, I saw it, and I totally agree with you. That was not called for at all, totally unnecessary. Why was that required to put out there for the world to see?
Well, because somebody, you know how it is. You know how it is. The internet can be used for all kinds of things. I mean, Limbaugh is not, there's no way, he's not perfect by any stretch of the imagination. But I've explained on the air that I think the reason that it is reasonable to have given him the Presidential Medal of Freedom is because what he has meant to the business of radio and to listenership, you know, it's affected 20, 30, 40 million people over the years that he's been on, and I just think that that's...
there's just something about wishing people, I don't know, I've seen a lot of people saying he deserves it, this is what, you know, he's getting what's coming to him, and that kind of, I don't care who people are politically, people are human at their core, and that's just, I don't know, it's not, say what you will, call them names, do whatever you want to do with your free speech, but I don't know, there's something bad about wishing people ill will.
Yep, well, it comes back, there's a thing called karma. I just mentioned the program I do called Your Hidden Power. And karma is a part of our conversations frequently. What goes around, maybe another way of putting it, is what goes around comes around. And
it
so
sure
those of you,
that way. Yeah.
It's just enough already. Okay. Yeah. Number 7, a focus on immigration reform as the walls are being built. I think there's a lot more focus, although we did talk about this a little bit last week, Jennifer, because of where you are and how you get involved in this in Los Angeles. Maybe we'll talk a little bit more about that. The budget, the deficit, the economy, all going together is number 6 because they're all one story. Number 5 is the coronavirus and its impact on our country and our relationship with China. Number 4, Bloomberg. That's about all you have to say. Roger Stone and his sentencing is number 3. The impeachment aftermath is number 2. I'm not sure. I don't know that there's really anything there, but we'll talk about it a little bit. Presidential race, primary New Hampshire. And once again, Bloomberg getting involved in the fray. I thought it was pretty interesting how, especially toward the end of the week, Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden took the lead in attacking Bloomberg. Donald Trump is attacking him. So you know he's a viable candidate because everybody's on his back.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Really pressing ahead. All right, so Jennifer, you were about to say something. Help yourself.
Oh, I don't know. Was I about to say something?
I don't know. I thought I heard you take a deep breath and thought, okay, I'm going
no.
now. Yeah.
No, I think you're, I don't know, maybe I just, you're using your hidden power to predict, but no.
That's what it was. Yes, exactly.
Yes.
All right, but I do want to spend just a moment on, I don't know that the presidential race leads a lot of conversation because, you know, you see who's falling off, and that's sort of after what happened in Iowa, that whole mess there, whether it's expected. I think the biggest surprise, at least among my friends here in Massachusetts, is how badly Elizabeth Warren has done. And I think universally people are looking at Joe Biden, who looked like he would be the one, and now there are a lot of people who think that Bloomberg is the one. So, I mean, it's a waste
of a lot of people
convention.
Think Bernie is the
Bernie
one, too.
Is the
which
one.
Is,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's,
yeah.
It's really interesting. Politics is all about momentum, and it's about catching fire at the right time. And for Elizabeth Warren, she caught fire over the summer and not at the right time. And now she's falling, and people are making a decision in her lane, basically. Am I going to vote for Bernie Sanders? Am I going to vote for Elizabeth Warren? And I think the momentum has been with Bernie Sanders, who's just very well organized. He's got a ground game that existed in 2016 that he's revitalized for 2020, and he picked up where he left off. So he's very strong. He's a strong candidate. And then you have a lot of the, and I use air quotes because I don't know how many of these guys are actually really, really moderates, but you have the moderates fighting it out. And Mayor Pete seems to be the one who's got the energy, not Joe Biden. And then you throw in the Bloomberg factor come Super Tuesday when he's actually going to be on some ballots, and it's really anybody's game. And does it boil down to kind of a two, does it boil down to the far left and the more moderate side of the party as they move into the convention? Probably so, but, you know, Bernie Sanders has got a lot of crowds. He's got a lot of people and excitement behind him.
That's for sure.
I think Doug and Jennifer, it could come down to a brokered convention, which will make things kind of interesting this summer when the Democrats get together. But Jennifer, you mentioned momentum and who peaked at the right time or the wrong time. Definitely Joe Biden leading the pack almost for the past year. It almost seemed inevitable that there was going to be some type of a change in the leadership at the top of that race. Elizabeth Warren, same with her. I think it's going to come down to Bernie Sanders and Michael Bloomberg, and yep, that'll make it very interesting.
Well, what I think, and go ahead, Jen.
Oh, sorry. You know, just to wrap up on Biden, you know, I think it's really interesting to watch him because even though he's had, he's held incredibly high office and important offices, vice president, and he obviously was reelected to Senate for decades, but he was really untested as a candidate. And I think the reason that we saw him at the top of the polls is because he had a brand name. So when people were asked, who are you going to support?
Right.
People just said, well, Biden, because it's the only name they knew. But now people are actually starting to dig into some of the other candidates. They're getting to know him, and when he gets tested, he just doesn't perform well.
Mm-hmm. So,
excellent. And also, don't you think there's a burnout factor as well? People are just tired of it.
Yeah, the burnout factor is that this damn thing goes on continuously. As soon as somebody gets elected and installed in office in January, there'll be, okay, who's going to run in 4 years? And the damn news media just perpetrates that. It's over and over and over and over and over again. Get out of my face and go away. My God. What a,
Well, when they don't like the person who won, they like to
start immediately looking ahead to
the next one.
Let's go get him. But I think you're right. It's going to come down to Bloomberg and Bernie. And what's going to happen? Here's my prediction, and then we'll move on. That AOC and that bunch is going to, when Bernie doesn't get the nomination, they're going to be so worked up about it and so upset, they'll start a third party. You wait and see. There's going to be a third party in this country, the Socialist American Party, whatever you want to call it, but that's going to happen because the Democratic leadership at the DNC is not going to let Bernie. They just aren't. They don't get it themselves. And so, under the circumstances, you can kiss.
Doug, do I have 30 seconds?
Just barely. Go ahead, yeah.
an interesting poll, maybe the two of you saw it, maybe the audience saw it as well this past week, but there's some people saying Michael Bloomberg and Mitt Romney for vice president on the same ticket.
Really? Isn't that interesting? I'll put Amy Klobuchar up. She's very popular in very important areas of the country to run with Bloomberg. But that's an interesting scenario. I hadn't even thought about that. Yep. Good job. All right. John Harper from WMEL. Jennifer Horn from Radio Worlds all over the world here on this week's Talk Radio Overview. I'm Doug Steffen. As you know, a smile is worth 1,000 words. So if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps as we go into Valentine's Day and beyond, you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJB code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile, 800-208-1797.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
As we remember the anniversary of the North State fires, Northern Valley Catholic Social Service would like to thank you. Because of you, NVCSS has served over 26,000 people in the North State. Because of you, children have returned to school. Our communities are rebuilding. Families have a new place to call home. People are healing. Northern Valley Catholic Social Service thanks you. Together, we will continue inspiring hope and transforming lives.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Continuing on now with our Talk Radio Review, I'm Doug Steffen going through the charts for the week of February 10th to the 14th with Jennifer Horn from Los Angeles, John Harper from Florida, and you as we go through this list, which you can see, by the way, every week. It's posted at talkers.com, which is the home of Talkers Radio and Talkers Television as well. All these stories and ancillary things that go with them. I'm kind of working my way through the list backwards and forwards, and I've we've covered, I think, that all there is to say about the presidential race we've kind of just said. And I don't know, number two, the impeachment aftermath. Is there really any focus on that other than people saying if the Democrats do it again or they'll try the likes of Adam Schiff?
They're already calling for it this week. It's an impeachment, the sequel. Just without the wait. It's crazy. You have Senator Elizabeth Warren and you have Representative Eric Swalwell already saying that the president and the attorney general both need to resign or that they need to be impeached because of the controversy with the tweet about Roger Stone and his sentencing. So,
what was the controversy? Explain that. What was said? Roger Stone was a confidant of the president's. He got himself into hot water because he lied to Congress, which is how all these guys get caught. Sooner or later, not for the real thing, but for something else that's ancillary. So the Stone thing.
So the prosecutors, he got convicted. He's guilty. And so now they're going to sentence him. And his sentencing is next
guilty?
Week.
By the way, do you think he is guilty?
I'm sure lying to Congress probably, but look, I don't think Roger Stone is an angel, but no. I also think that we need to start getting serious about treating people the same with our justice system. This multi-level approach to the justice system is just, you know what? It's not fair. It's going to make people lose faith in the democracy. It's what's been happening with people who have been persecuted before for things. And so we have to get serious about this, number one. And so the prosecutors is recommended 7 to 9 years for Roger Stone, who's an older gentleman already. That's almost a life sentence, or it could be a life sentence for Roger Stone, for something that most people get a slap on the wrist for, and are walking around and serving in Congress, much less lying to Congress. So it was pretty unfair. And so the Department of Justice took a look at it. At the same time, President Trump happened to tweet about it, saying that it was unfair. And so then Democrats came out and said, well, the Attorney General is in the back pocket of Donald Trump, and because he tweeted, that's why they're going to look into this extensive, intense sentence, which wasn't the case at all. The Attorney General explained everything, said he had already started the process before Trump had tweeted, and he actually came out for the very first time against President Trump, saying his tweets in regards to these type of stories make his job almost impossible to do, because people are constantly trying to tie the correlation between the tweets, and Attorney General Barr is trying to do the right thing.
Yeah. John, your thoughts?
Jennifer is absolutely right. Whether you like Stone or not, the punishment was way too excessive for the crime, and I do agree it should be revised. I don't think he should be let go, but 7 to 9 years, whatever it was, way too much, and Jennifer was right. People are walking around right now who have done far worse crimes than that, and they got a slap on the hand. So
government jobs, right?
Yeah. The equal justice under the law is a kind of a, it's nonsense these days in any number of examples.
At the same time, the situation with the Attorney General now and the President, looks like there could be a lot of tension brewing there if there hasn't been already, and that's going to be an interesting scene to watch between the two of them, since, as Jennifer said, Barr said yesterday in an ABC interview that Trump is making the tweets almost impossible for Barr to do his job. So that'll be very interesting to watch.
Yeah, but they still seem, well, for purposes of the moment, they seem to be trying to maintain a closeness. But if you start crossing Trump, it's not healthy for the long term, if you will. All right, coming up next, a focus on the coronavirus as we continue overviewing what's going on News Talk Radio this week. It's 28 past the hour.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law. So I just cannot say enough about it.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it. So far, I've lost 35 and three-quarter inches, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopWoss.com. That's TopWoss.com, or call 833-TOP-WOSS.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product from MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is a second-generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423 at Advanced Automotive.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Review, second half hour of our focus on what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and John Harper here discussing the issues from the list that Talkers has prepared this week, the stories and the people on the list. We were talking about Roger Stone. I was looking at some more things here before we go into the virus and that whole discussion. I thought it was interesting that eight Republicans went with the Democrats this week in a measure that would limit the president from engaging in further hostilities. Isn't that kind of the horse out of the barn stuff? I'm trying to figure out what the point of that all
came from. Republicans who voted when the same measure came against Obama, they voted in the same way. So they're trying to work on a consistent record.
Yeah.
Basically saying that Congress should take back the declaration of war. President Trump made the argument that if Congress ties the hand of the president, then countries like Iran are going to constantly try to test because they know that there's political discord in the country and that people may, you know, Congress may not come together and act in a timely manner. So I think both sides make a good point. I don't think we should take action to war, but I do think
sides,
the president,
yeah,
if they have an opportunity to take out a terrorist, should actually go in and be able to take out a terrorist. I think that is something that most people wouldn't argue with if they were being honest. So, that's kind of where it is. I think people made a big deal about it, saying that Republicans are turning on Trump, but that's not really it at all. They believe Congress should have the power to declare war.
Right. And as an aside, this might have been number 11 or 10A, if you will, on the story list. The passing of Kobe Bryant has occupied a lot of time and discussion, but he and his daughter laid to rest this week. It doesn't require any real commentary, just as the end of that saga and what he was all about. So it garnered a lot of attention, especially, I think, on the West Coast, Jennifer, certainly in Los Angeles it did. And speaking of the West Coast, the coronavirus, which is number 5 this week on our countdown list of stories, 1,700 medical workers now infected with the virus around the world. The infection number topped 64,000, death toll around 1,400. The Chinese have lied through their teeth, and so they're suffering the consequences. Is there anything else to say, ladies and gentlemen?
Go ahead, John.
The trust in the Chinese continues to dwindle. Not that there really was any great trust.
Exactly. Thank you. You're starting from a point of almost negative numbers to begin with. They're lying through their teeth about most everything.
Really, this is kind of amazing.
Yeah, it really is that they've gotten as far as they have. It shows you maybe how corrupt the world is in general. But the average person still, the average Chinese, this is not an indictment of them. They have a system of government. And the people who are around now, remember the Chinese Revolution took place 70 years ago, and 72 years ago now. It was 1948. Same time the situation in Israel changed dramatically. It was the same year. There was a lot of stuff going on. After World War II, upheavals here, there, and everywhere. And these were two dramatic examples of how people didn't like what was going on in their country, and they wanted things to change, or they wanted stuff to be rectified or fixed or whatever it is. In certainly the case of China, as we've seen now, or at least it's easy maybe for us outside to look in, but we didn't grow up in this. The people who have grown up and live in China now feel the same way kind of about the way they don't like the leadership, but they understand the government. They understand what they live with and what the ramifications are. But I think it's kind of hard to sell this sort of capitalism blended with communism. It confuses people. And their educational system is so in-focused instead of outward-focused, they don't really understand what's going on in the rest of the world, most of the people that are there. So it's a conundrum. But now when it comes to the coronavirus, you go into the fact, realizing that the province that's the center of the outbreak where all these people have died is basically literally shut off from the rest of the world. They have guards. They have the army. The Chinese army surrounds that province. And the Russians with China this week, and they've got guards so that the Chinese can't run across the border and get into Russia. So, interesting.
It's amazing what is taking place as a result of this virus. And I think this, guys, is just the tip of the iceberg. And when this starts getting across the border, so to speak, from China, look out. We may have never seen anything like this before in our lifetimes.
Well, you know, there's a lot of scare stuff going around. People don't really understand what it is, but it could be. It could be a corrector. It could be a million. You know, it's all this could be. We don't know, but it may be. I thought it was interesting. I was looking at a profile of a nurse who works in a Wuhan hospital who walks to work while her husband drives behind her, I guess kind of showing the extreme length that medical workers are willing to go to work and stop the coronavirus. Her husband drives by. It's really interesting. She walks to work in the dark, so he drives behind her to light the path as she walks to work. But she's self-quarantined.
Interesting.
That says something, doesn't it, huh?
Well, now they're talking about the Olympics. They're saying they're not going to cancel the Olympics in Tokyo, but obviously the conversation is being had about whether or not they should.
Right. Exactly. Yep. Okay, next, number 6 here, the budget deficit. This is one of those things that talk radio doesn't do a good job with, frankly. And people don't understand. The school system doesn't do a good job teaching the civil how is the government run? And then if you take yourself away from that, how can you run your life the way the government runs its life? with the deficits as huge as they are. And then people turn around and say, wow, man, look at the economy. It's steaming along. I'll give you an example. Yesterday, I was looking, and most people know that I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and that's kind of part of what I talk about a lot on the American Family Farmer Show podcast I referenced earlier, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, aiming to try to help farmers around the country sustain themselves. And so I was looking for a part for one of my trucks yesterday, and I went over to a local truck dealership. A guy specializes in used trucks, and he rebuilds old trucks and sells them on the market and that sort of thing. And his business, he said to me, his business was never better. He's selling like 40 trucks a month that sell at an average of $35,000, $40,000, $45,000 a piece. And he sells them all over the country. And his thing to me, he said to me, this guy's become a multimillionaire. Little guy that had a little garage, and he started selling trucks and fixing them up, and it's grown into this huge business. And he said the economy is roar. All these people getting into business, getting into small businesses where they need a good, reliable truck, but they can't afford a new one. And he said, we have no problem selling these trucks, and there's no problem getting them financed, getting paid for them. He looked at me with stars in his eyes and said, what a great country, America. So, you know, you look at that. You were talking, I think, last week, John, about how the Space Coast, where all these people are moving in and starting to the private side of launching into space and all the jobs that are there. I remember when we talked about it when sort of things got shut down, when Bush messed up NASA and thousands of people were laid off, so they're all back to work and then some, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, it's the private sector, as you mentioned, Doug, that really is leading the fight on bringing the economy back here to the Space Coast. SpaceX, no doubt about it, they are doing a lot. And there are a lot of ancillary companies as well that are moving into the area that are space-related. So it has been a major turnaround. The housing industry, as I've talked about before, is looking very good. Not fantastic, but yet it's solid and continuing to increase month by month as far as values of homes and condos and apartments and things like that. But again, it's the private sector that has led that march, not the government. It really has nothing to do, I think, with the Trump administration. It's the fact that we do have people like SpaceX, the company of SpaceX and Elon Musk, who are making this happen, along with putting our American astronauts back into space sometime later this year, which is going to be huge as well. So it's all private industry that's making it happen.
Jennifer, examples on the West Coast. California is a big space state as well, but in general, the California economy or the U.S., the economy in general. A lot of people are moving out of California, but that doesn't stop the growth of a lot of basic core businesses, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the economy has been tougher for people who are in the middle class or who are trying to run a small business, and so those people are leaving the state. But California has become kind of a mecca for the rich and the poor. So I think there is still an economic surplus, which the governor is always quick to talk about, but a lot of that is going towards unfunded pensions. With the space business, it was actually interesting that we're talking about this, because I also did a couple of forms this week for candidates who are running for Congress, and one of the districts that is in our area is one that got national attention. If you remember Katie Hill, she was the congresswoman who resigned from Congress a few months ago because she was involved in a throuple, and she was having relations with her staffers and all that stuff. Yeah. And so her seat is vacant right now, and it's a pretty hotly contested seat. Everybody's trying to get in. And that is an area where there's a lot of aerospace, and there's some of that industry that's in that area. And they're talking about how that is actually that's thriving right now for California. So I guess there are certain industries, and, you know, as long as you're not a small business trying to make it, you're doing okay in the state for the most part.
Yeah. Small businesses is too much emphasis. Look at the agreement this week that was done between AT&T and, was it Sprint? Who is it that's getting together? The two phone companies and the judge. What a ridiculous, what a moron. He says he's convinced it'll lead to better prices and more competition. What the hell are you talking? What are you, nuts? Show me one of these mergers, never mind in technology, but anything. Airline mergers, any of these huge corporations that get together, buy each other out, and they always screw the customer. That's kind of like a universal law. It's a joke for somebody to say, aye, that it's better for competition. Unga bunga.
Bottom line, Doug, is trying to raise money for a small business is no easier today than it was any time in the distant past. It's still very, very difficult.
The voice of experience, John Harper from WMEL. On the people list this week from Talkers Magazine, the overview done by the Bible of the talk radio industry. Each week they pick up 10 stories that have been most followed by hosts, and then from that, the assimilation of all these names. These are the important people in the focus in these top 10 topics. Brad Pitt and Joaquin Phoenix come in at number 10. Rush Limbaugh, number 9. President of China, number 8. Alexander Vindman and John Kelly tied for number 7. Michael Bloomberg is at 6. Roger Stone, number 5. Elizabeth Warren comes in at 4. As you can imagine, the 4, 3, and 2 are all of the candidates that are making it to the top, and maybe where some of them are going. Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden seem to be going away, and Amy Klobuchar and Bernie Sanders and Pete Buttigieg seem to be going up. And that's the way that shakes out. Number 1. The President Donald Trump. That's the people list this week. As usual, you can count on this information from Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Jennifer Horn here with Doug Steffen at 46 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Heart disease is the number one killer of women in the U.S., but often women who are suffering a heart attack have symptoms that seem ambiguous, causing them to ignore them.
Chest pain is still a very common presenting symptom for a heart attack in a woman, but it's not the predominant or only symptom. Usually women's chest pain is not as severe as men's chest pain.
Dr. Rekha Mankad says the pain often isn't limited to the chest. The back, arms, neck, or jaw may hurt simultaneously. Often the pain's associated with other symptoms, such as shortness of breath or just being winded, a feeling of unease and nausea. Dr. Mankad says there are several risk factors that make a woman more likely to suffer a heart attack.
Things like elevated blood pressure, high cholesterol, being overweight, not exercising, not eating healthy, having diabetes, and smoking. Some of them seem to be a bigger risk for a woman.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. 2, for the price of 1 plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV. The top stories this week from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, from number 10 to number 1. At number 10, the beginning of the week saw a lot of controversy talking about the Oscars and ratings and what the people getting awards have to say or not have to say. Number 9, the focus on technology, facial recognition, AI, all of that sort of thing. Number 8, the continuing focus on Rush Limbaugh and his illness. Number 7, immigration reform and homelessness becoming a big deal. Number 6, the Trump budget. Number 5, the coronavirus impact on our country and around the world. Mr. Bloomberg is at number 4 with some of his comments. Roger Stone in his sentence. Number 3, the aftermath of the impeachment, again, sort of at the beginning of the week, not so much toward the end of the week. And number 1, the presidential race and who won and who did what in the New Hampshire primary. That's it, the top stories from Talkers Magazine. We have a focus on you and your health, your weight. How are you feeling about your body? And Elizabeth Miller is here with us from Calitrin. Great place to go for information and for help. So if you have questions, you have people there that will chat with folks who want to know more about what Calitrin is all about. Yes?
Yes, sir. If you go to the website, toploss.com, you can chat with us online. There's also the phone number, 1-800-325-4366. And you can also see how we've been helping customers lose weight safely for over 20 years. This is what healthy weight loss looks like when your body is burning off those fats and sugars the way that it did when you were younger. So that's why you feel good while you're taking it. That's why it's good for you. This is really a health supplement that just turns your body back into that fat-burning machine.
Feel good about yourself. Lose that weight at Calitrin.com or toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, this is Mark from Hib and Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Did you know that the city of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembloStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembloStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR, 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discount rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for us to go through the top five items from the world of technology. Victoria is off. Victoria Keelan not here this week, so that role falls to me. I'm Doug Steffen. Starting at number five, working our way to number one, is a focus on Sprint, that this week announced the first smart watch for children, introducing this watch complete with GPS tracking. It's called the Watch Me Go device, designed for children ages 4 to 12 who may not be quite ready for their own smartphone. That's for sure. Nobody under the age of 12 is ready for a smartphone, as far as I'm concerned. In addition to tracking a child's location, the watches can send and also get voice text messages to a parent's smartphone app. Parents can set up alerts to notify them if a child wearing the Watch Me Go leaves a defined safety zone, like their school, their neighborhood, something like that, their backyard. The watch also has an SOS button that will send immediate alerts to the parent. I understand this. $144, and maybe it's a good thing to have. It has a Gorilla Glass watch face, a battery that's strong, water-resistant case, all that sort of thing. Verizon and T-Mobile already have versions of this sort of thing now. It just makes me think that the world, this is teaching kids the world is a scary place, and you better, I don't know, it bugs me. Number four this week, on our countdown of the top five items in the world of technology. Atlantic City's Hard Rock Casino has some new slot machines that inside the casino actually entirely activated and played by gamblers over the internet. You can't, if you are in the Hard Rock, you can't play with these. You have to go, you know, you can stand next to them and use the internet to play the machines. There are 12 machines, first of their kind any place. The Hard Rock Casino said the remote control slots are the natural outgrowth of live dealer table games that have been growing in popularity in Atlantic City over the past 6 years. I wonder if Victoria is playing with these, Kara. She's down in Atlantic City this weekend. Online or in person, slots work the same way. Their foundation is called the Random Number Generator. State gambling regulators put the devices through extensive testing to ensure the integrity of them. Yes, that they couldn't be hacked would be a way of looking at it. The new machines are no different. The same type of machines that are on the casino floor, only they're connected to the internet so they can be activated online only. Players with a valid internet gambling account with Hard Rock can access the new machines through the online gambling website. Wow. If all 12 machines were occupied by other players, others can join a queue waiting for one of them to become available. I'll bet you that thing will be hotter than a firecracker. Number three on this list, going to number one, the Israelis have come up with an election app that has been apparently hacked. Personal information of more than 6 million voters in Israel this week was hacked. The breach occurred in the Elector app, which is used by Netanyahu and his party, the Likud party. An independent programmer identified the security flaw, exposing the names, addresses, and other personal data of the entire national voting registration list in Israel. Wow. The Likud party uploaded the voter registry to the app in preparation for the election next month. That didn't take long, and bingo, all those things are now exposed. Developers of the app say the flaws have been addressed and new privacy measures are now in place. Unclear, though, at this point, how much data was collected as a result of that breach. Number two, T-Mobile and Sprint. A lot of people are talking about this one, a lawsuit, so now they are merging. $26 billion deal between T-Mobile and Sprint. The thing that I find a joke here, and I think I said this on the air during the week, the judge said he was convinced by the two parties that it would be better for competition because prices would go down. You show me one of these damn mergers where your prices have gone down. I'll send you the Brooklyn Bridge. Number one, the Chinese have been blamed for the Equifax breach last year. Remember that? Department of Justice indicting four members of China's military in connection with this hack. Actually took place a couple of years ago. 150 million Americans' info was exposed. According to the indictment, the group hacked into Equifax's system in Georgia back in May of 2017. The breach exposed names, social security numbers, birth dates, addresses, driver's license numbers, credit card numbers for 200,000 people who have accounts at Equifax. Second time that DOJ has indicted members of China's People's Liberation Army in connection to economic espionage. And Puerto Rico is out $2.6 million. Government fell victim this week to a phishing scam. Be careful about that. And we all have that potential to affect us. Doug Steffen here at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit PalosHidroDentistry.com.
at ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Authorities in Mississippi are bracing for the possibility of catastrophic flooding around the state capital of Jackson after days of torrential rain has swollen the Pearl River. Governor Tate Reeves says law enforcement's gone door-to-door alerting people of evacuations, he said, but residents need to do their part as well.
If you are in or near the impacted area, even if you have not yet received notification, I urge you to check MEMA's website to view the flood inundation maps and the tools to make sure you know whether or not you need to evacuate.
The Pearl is expected to crest by midday tomorrow to its highest level since 1983. A state of emergency was declared yesterday to amass the resources necessary to cope with the anticipated flooding. Mainland China reporting a slight upturn in new virus cases and an increase by 105 in deaths caused by the coronavirus. The new case is now 2,048. And another 10,844 have recovered from the COVID-19 and been discharged from hospitals. Meanwhile, a New York couple quarantined on a cruise ship full of patients in Japan have come down with the coronavirus, are scared yet grateful to finally be coming home.
Cheryl and Paul Molesky from Syracuse are part of a group of about 400 Americans on the Diamond Princess being evacuated to U.S. Air Force bases.
Our hearts just went, flying high. Yo.
They've been on the ship 27 days and stayed in their cabin nonstop for almost 2 weeks and will have to spend another 2 weeks in quarantine in the U.S., before finally going home, but say it's better than being on the ship, where nearly 400 have been confirmed with coronavirus.
A little bit scary with the numbers going up.
So far, Japan has recorded one coronavirus death. I'm Julie Walker.
Check out more news, read more analysis, both at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Sebastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
The Bureau of Land Management will fund 11,000 miles of fuel breaks.
Fuel breaks are intended to break up fire fuels by creating breaks in vegetation that slow a blaze's progress. By implementing them strategically, they help firefighters control the spread of fire and can protect homes and resources. They will be in Idaho, Oregon, Washington, California, Nevada, and Utah. Wildfires are becoming bigger and more frequent across the Great Basin states. John Scott reporting.
A German court temporarily halted the site preparation for Tesla's first electric car factory in Europe until it considers an environmental group's appeal. A lower court in Germany ruled last week Tesla could clear the trees for its factory, but the environmental group Green League Brandenburg appealed, citing potential for the factory to pollute the area's drinking water and other issues. Tesla has two other vehicle factories in the U.S. and China. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Weather causes the Daytona 500 to be pushed back a day.
President Donald Trump, accompanied by First Lady Melania Trump, gave the command to start engines and then pace the field of the Daytona 500 in the presidential limo. Trump was scheduled to watch the start of the race from the infield, but when rains came and delayed the green flag, his motorcade was forced to leave. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., who was the pole sitter, led the first 20 laps before the race was again delayed, this time for even heavier rains. NASCAR made the call to postpone the event until Monday at 4:05 p.m. Eastern, when Stenhouse, followed by Joey Logano and Eric Almirola, respectively, will bring the field back to action. Jerry Jordan, Daytona Beach, Florida.
Former All-Star shortstop Tony Fernandez has passed away after a long battle with kidney cancer. Fernandez made five All-Star teams during his 17 Major League seasons and helped the Toronto Blue Jays win the 1993 World Series. Tony Fernandez was 57 years old. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Barracuda, your journey secured.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yes, it's time for the Talk Radio Countdown Show. You have found the spot. Perhaps not in the same time. It depends on the time frame. This program is broadcast from Friday through the weekend all over the place. So by the time we're done, we'll hit about 400 and some odd stations with our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine under the leadership, the gentle and smart leadership of Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We have the charts for the week of February 10th to the 14th, also posted at Talkers.com, where you hear Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. So it's all about talk, 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 talk. And this proves once and for all, Michael, that talk is not cheap. Under the
well, I'll tell you, you never told me it's on 400 and some odd radio stations. I don't know if I can handle the pressure.
Really? Are you afraid?
Good.
Are you scared?
I'm scared. Here we go. All right, number 10. Number 10, still talking about it, although it was big at the beginning of the week, the Oscars and the award for annoying a large segment of the population, or the award for shut up and act, goes to...
keep your political comments to yourself.
Mr. Pitt and Mr. Phoenix.
I thought Phoenix, actually, Joaquin Phoenix had a lot to say that was right on, but Brad Pitt, as soon as he took that shot... If you look at the Nielsen, although I don't know anybody who's got a Nielsen box. Have you ever had? Do you know anybody who's got a Nielsen box?
I've often had times when they've contacted me to do it.
Really?
I've always told them I'm in the media and it wouldn't be.
No, I feel badly. Nobody's ever contacted me. I never get picked for anything. I never win anything. God.
Well,
anyway,
that's because you live in a place nobody can find you out in the remote rural farmland of Framingham, Massachusetts.
Right. Exactly. Where nobody's vote counts. All right, so anyway, the idea that after Brad Pitt said what he did, viewership dropped by 20% within the next minute and a half, I thought that was pretty... I mean, with these people, after a while, you'd think, is it so important to tell people what you think? Is it so compelling?
It's
you think
not
people
smart.
Give a damn?
It's not smart. I was interviewed the other day on one of the leading business shows, the small business program, and I was advising people in business, especially if you're in a small business in a community where people know you, be careful about what you say politically if you care about having this largest possible base of customers. Because if you are political at this particular time, you're going to lose friends, you're going to lose customers, you're going to lose audience, unless politics is the subject, as it is in news talk radio. But the Oscars are supposed to be the movie industry. Yes, it has controversy. Yes, it takes stands. But they're very foolish to have in their national telecast and their national, you know, awards celebration, celebrating the industry of film. They're very silly to become politically charged and controversial, I think.
I remember when, you know, Ed McMahon and I were great friends during the last 10 years or so of his life. And one of the things that I always got a kick out of when people would approach him and they tease him about selling Alpo or Budweiser beer or whatever it is. And I remember, actually, he was invited when Richard Nixon was inaugurated the second time. Nixon called McMahon and asked him to arrange for the inaugural ball and the entertainment and all of that stuff. And Ed said he didn't even know what my politics were. And I will tell you, I had suspicions over the years that I knew him, but I never really knew. He never really said what his politics were. And he said, I want everybody to buy Alpo. And so if you automatically eliminate half of the audience if you take a position on one side or the other. So if everybody thinks you're a good guy and doesn't know what your politics, they have no reason not to buy Alpo, which I thought was pretty smart.
Right. No, he was a man who was in touch with the facts of his position. Now, that's not to say that it's wrong to express political opinion. And, you know, when you have something like maybe the old-timers in the audience will remember the Smothers Brothers. They were thrown off CBS because they got too politically controversial. You know, and that was an interesting case where the politics became part of their act. And then their act became not necessarily desirable by a network that was looking to have the biggest possible audience.
Right.
But if you're selling Alpo and you're in a general American forum, as The Tonight Show was back in the day before it became, you know, so politicized as these shows are today, McMahon was being very reasonable.
Yeah, you know? Right. Smart about it. So, and that brings me around to, in terms of not only the Oscars and the movie people, but also late night television. I find Stephen Colbert to be about as nauseous as anybody that I've come across. And I think it is in part because of his political persuasion, but the way he's so smarmy about it. I mean, he gets an audience, obviously, and they figured out how to do it so that it, you know, gets him enough to pay the bills. But I just, and Kimmel's used to it. He's not so bad as he used to, but they all love to take shots at Trump. And, you know, what is that, 40% of the audience or whatever it is? I mean, I don't take shots at Trump. People know how I feel about him and under the circumstances. I think that's part of the news talk radio world. But am I missing something here?
The only thing you're missing is the fact that the late night shows have purposefully targeted the same audience talk radio does now. But
on the other side of the coin.
Right. But it's a targeted effort. It's not, they figure they'll have a bigger audience by super serving that segment with political satire and political comedy than necessarily going after the crowd that during the Zsa Zsa Gabor era.
Right. You know? So does that mean that my politics are obvious because I don't like Colbert? I don't want to listen to him.
I think so. Yeah. Okay. I really do. I think you tip your bias with that.
Well,
because
but the
people
other
that
side
people
is,
that people that are Trump people that are Trump critics think Colbert is fantastic.
I just but I'm not a, you know, in terms of Trump, I've made it very clear on the air. I think Michael Bloomberg would make a great president, frankly. And it seems a lot more people are beginning to agree with me along that line. And so, but in the way I do it, because all the stuff on the program that I do Monday through Friday, the DJV show, is couched with opinion from different points of view, and actually none of us agree on who ought to be the next president, but it makes for a lively discussion, and people feel secure because they know that their point of view is being heard. And that maybe is a different way. Is that a... Is that a different way of doing it? Is it?
No, you're biased. You're completely biased, and that's okay. It's part of your charm. Saying that you're for Bloomberg doesn't in any way, shape, or form act as a counterpoint to Trump. In my opinion, they're the same guy.
Really?
I am fighting the impulse to root for Bloomberg to win the nomination, just so we could see the spectacle of King Kong versus Godzilla, or maybe Godzilla versus Rodan.
Well.
Or Mothra. Come on. These guys are going to sling mud and insults. They're already doing it.
Yeah, this week, the Twitter stuff back and forth, I was thinking, oh, Michael Bloomberg shouldn't go down the aisle and follow with Trump. But
He will. He can't resist.
What did he call him? A circus barker or something? What was that?
Oh, yeah. A circus con man. And Trump is calling him Little Michael. And this is insane, but you know, Bloomberg is the Democrats are stuck between a rock and a hard place. On one level, Bernie Sanders is the Trump of the Democrats in 2020. They don't want him to win. He's not a Democrat. He's a socialist.
Right.
Just like the let's face it, the conservative establishment in 2016 were terrified of Trump because he wasn't a conservative.
Right. They didn't want him in there.
He dismantled the whole Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, Tea Party lock on the Republican Party at that point. He was considered, in many ways, a liberal.
Yeah.
And come on, Bloomberg, a Democrat? Bloomberg is a Republican. He's a pro-business, pro-Chinese government. I mean, he's so far to the right. That it's a joke. It's right. Opportunism.
So
don't get me started.
No, but here's a prediction. See what you think of this. I figure when Bernie gets screwed out of the nomination, that AOC and that bunch will form a third party. I think you'll find it won't be called the Socialist Party, but it'll be called something. And I think there'll be some momentum behind it because there are a lot of people, especially younger people, who love Bernie and want to see him have a chance. And when the Democratic National Committee screws him out of that, which they're going to do because they're already at it, then that means, okay, it's bets are off for DNC. Let's start a new party. I'll bet you there's going to be
traction. you think Bernie's going to do very, very well in the forthcoming primaries?
I think he's, depending on the voter. You're looking at ages and demographics and stuff. I think the younger voters, millennials especially, think Bernie is fabulous. And that he's going to get a lot of traction. And so what happens when he comes up with all the votes and they don't give it to him?
Well, it will be controversial, but I doubt that AOC will start her own party. I think she'll just bide her time till the millennials get older, get more influential. Bernie will be looked upon as he was the guy that paved the way. And then they'll all try to take over the party.
Here's the, you want this latest speculation?
Yeah.
Here's the speculation. You've seen all the ads that Bloomberg's done with Obama at the forefront. Obama introduced him, and he couldn't have run those spots if Obama didn't say, yeah, you can use me and have me tout you and have it continue. So I'm thinking Obama.
Obama doesn't have a copyright on his name.
No, but he's not. He would have said something at this point if he didn't think that it was appropriate to do it. He would have said something. But the behind-the-scenes maneuvering apparently points to if Bloomberg gets the nod, he's going to ask Michelle Obama to be his vice presidential running mate. What do you think of that?
I think that's possible.
Yeah.
I think that's possible. There's also speculation that he'll have Amy Klobuchar.
Yeah, I've thought about
be
that.
His,
yeah.
These are all fun things to speculate.
Yeah,
of course, the answer, you know, is out there. The truth is out there, and we're not there yet. We'll find out. So I have
all
nine
right.
more
well, you
do,
to
do
we
after
have to wait
break.
Until I do a couple of commercials, and then you can keep going. But this is good. We're helping people to understand what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio from the expert, Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Power Swabs want you to know that the future is bright if you have bright white teeth. If you're not happy with the way your teeth look, call 800-208-1797. All yours right now, 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code for the discount. Get that bright smile that you really want to have. With Power Swabs, 800-208-1797 is the magic number.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it. So far, I've lost 35 and three-quarter inches, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopWoss.com. That's TopWoss.com, or call 833-TOP-WOSS.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
With the new year, it's a great time to lose 10 pounds, paint the house, and finally clean out the garage.
Honey, why don't you start by getting a car serviced at Premier Oil Change? They're super fast and convenient. You get to wait in the car with free Wi-Fi and a free beverage. Plus, they have a rewards program where we can earn points that we can put towards free oil changes and services. You don't even have to make an appointment.
Wow, honey, that sounds a lot better than cleaning out the garage.
At Premier Oil Change, we strive for convenience. Our comprehensive 30-point certified service will ensure you with the peace of mind that your vehicle is in top operating condition. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that is service. And we're quick. Easy in, easy out. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Visit us on Facebook or Instagram. Premier Oil is located in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palo Cedro or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash. Visit us today. Home with a friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Coming to the Cascade Theater February 21st, The Doo-Wop Project. Featuring Broadway stars from Jersey Boys and Motown the Musical, The Doo-Wop Project recreates pop hits from Frankie Valli and The Temptations, and they doo-wopify some of today's biggest chart hoppers like Jason Mraz, Maroon 5, and Amy Winehouse. The Doo-Wop Project, February 21st at the Cascade. Get tickets today at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This week's Talk Radio Top 10, courtesy of the work at the Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the Talk Radio Industry, for the middle of February. These are the stories and the people we actually haven't gotten too far with the list yet. Maybe we need to go back to that, but we did. We had some interesting discussion about, and it really started with our overview of the Oscars, which is number 10 this week. So, Michael, would you please go back? Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here with us to go through the stories. So we've got 10, the Oscars. Where do we go from there?
All right, well, we go. I think from number 10, we should go to number 9.
Good idea.
That's artificial intelligence tied with facial recognition technology. At number 8, people are still talking about Rush Limbaugh's diagnosis and social media issues, you know, arising from that and the controversy that Limbaugh generates.
I saw a cartoon that appalled me, and I said so, and somebody put it was a cartoon that's gone around. You may have seen it, of a bunch of KKK guys. And the question under the caps, then one of them had the Medal of Freedom around his neck in the cartoon. And pick which one is Rush Limbaugh, you know, that kind of stuff. And I said, I responded to it. I put on it, not funny. I said, I didn't think that is funny. I didn't see anything. How was that? And that's kind of indicative of the kind of crap that you see around today with people and their nauseous need to be heard. How does that further anything, whether you agree or disagree? I mean, it's just disgusting. Anyway, what do you, did you see that?
No, I hadn't seen that one, but I've seen a lot of very distasteful things, and people are nasty. I mean, the internet and social media have brought out a dark side of human nature that has existed.
The cowards. Yeah,
they are cowards.
Cowards. Yeah.
You know, you should
remember that old song, never... Kenny Rogers, The Coward of the County? Remember that?
Yes. those were one of those great story songs.
Yeah.
Right. We need more story songs.
We do.
Oh, I knew a man named Doug Steffen. He changed radio.
Really? When do we record that?
You have to have a deep voice. You have to be born great.
Right.
Ringo. Mm-hmm. Or he was a giant of a man.
Bring back Frank Lane.
He went back in the mine, and there lies a big, big,
big,
man,
big John.
Big Doug.
And John.
He was a farmer by day, a talk show host in the morning. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to number 7.
Just in fact.
Really, just before I went over the line, just as hands were going toward the radio dial.
Man. Stop.
And number stop in the name of talk. At number 7, we have health care reform, immigration reform, climate change, and homelessness. These are general issues. Homelessness is now in the mix. It's a big topic on radio all across the country.
I had something stolen from my car the second time in a month in Los Angeles. My gym bag. I mean, what the hell is somebody going to do with my gym bag? But, you know, reached in the window.
It depends on what's in it.
Nothing was in it except dirty stuff from the gym.
Delightful.
Yeah, fabulous.
All right, let's go to number 6. Trump budget deficit in the economy. That's a big deal. At number 5, the coronavirus, U.S.-China relations, and the Equifax breach has been traced to China. I'm telling you, they're dangerous, Doug.
Yes, they are.
And number 4, Bloomberg stop and frisk comments and race relations. At number 3, a complicated story that is gigantic, the Roger Stone sentencing and the whole Department of Justice brouhaha. Number 2, we have the aftermath of the impeachment. And at number 1, the presidential race and the specific incident, the New Hampshire primary. So that's basically the top 10 stories on the chart. And after the break, I'll be happy to deliver the top 10 people being talked about in those stories.
That's true. And we'll have some ancillary conversations about other things from Michael's point of view, his view as the CEO of Talkers Magazine. They are on top of all of this, talking to talk radio folks, talk radio hosts, and watching the programs and stations around the country. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. As you know, a smile is worth 1,000 words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps as we go into Valentine's Day and beyond, you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJV code. You'll save 40%, 10 bucks, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile. 800-208-1797.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
With your ever-growing number of connected mobile devices, as well as streaming, gaming, and smart home tech, your home Wi-Fi will suffer from slowing speeds and increasing lag times. The future of home Wi-Fi is Wi-Fi 6, which is up to 3 or 4 times faster and has 4 times the capacity. But in order to enjoy all the benefits of Wi-Fi 6, you're going to need a home router that can keep up. And that's where TP-Link's Archer AX50 Wi-Fi 6 router comes in, with incredibly fast dual-band speeds, perfect for 8K or 4K streaming or online gaming, and 4 streams that let your router talk to more devices, letting you connect all your devices at the same time. Plus, there's parental controls that allow you to create user profiles, filter levels, time limits, reports, and even suspend your Wi-Fi. Check out the Archer AX50 Wi-Fi 6 router at tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Yeah. Who am I not to give them to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day, and we knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
While supplies last.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Hi, Saver. Walgreens here. We like the way you save. Take coffee. You know it doesn't have to cost $4 a cup, so you make your own. And co-pays on Medicare Part D. You save up to $5 and get 100 balanced rewards points on each prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Save smartly on Med D. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Co-pay savings on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy. Points cannot be earned in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Complete details at walgreens.com/balance.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after, 26 for the new hour, second half hour of our weekly episodic adventure with Michael Harrison. A lot of new people who are listening in this time frame. This program is actually broadcast all weekend long, starting on Friday. A lot of stations carrying it in various times. Some stations, Michael, even air it twice. Can you imagine?
Wow, they must really be hard up for programming.
That was terrible.
No, I don't mean that. And they know it. I'm honored.
Yes, you are honored.
Yeah, does this mean but we only have to do it once, right? We don't have to like go and do it every time for all.
No, there's a magical, there's a miracle called the recording mechanism, which allows us to do the same thing.
I can't remember half of what we said. I mean,
Well, that's probably because half of it isn't worth remembering.
Shall we do the people? Shall we go through the
list? Yes, people list from number 10 to number 1.
Okay, here we go.
Perusal. Yes.
At number 10, we have Brad Pitt and Joaquin. Wait, how do you pronounce his name?
Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah, Joaquin Phoenix.
Yep.
And we have at number 9, Rush Limbaugh. At number 8, Xi Jinping. At number 7, Alexander Vidman and John Kelly. Michael Bloomberg is at 6. Roger Stone is at 5. Elizabeth Warren's at 4. Number 3 is Amy Klobuchar and Joe Biden. Number 2, Bernie Sanders and Pete Buttigieg. And number 1, Donald J. Trump. Wow.
Do you think enough? Let's talk about the coronavirus here as it is impactful in many different ways. I thought it was very interesting. You know, a lot of people are talking about podcasts every time we turn around in our business. But, you know, people that are Kara's age, for example, Kara is the line producer of the program, Kara Schillen, and she listens to a lot of podcasts. I don't know. I shouldn't say never because I listen to your podcast, but I mean, I don't feel like there's an urgency for me. I like listening, excuse me, especially, well, now I've sort of turned back into listening to some good talk radio programs. I find myself, especially when I'm in Los Angeles, where I am most of the time this time of year, listening to there's three really good talk radio stations there, and so I find myself going back and forth between them only because I found something new. I mean, listening to KFI, there are some very entertaining shows on that. That may be the number one talk station in the country, from my perspective anyway. Then there's KRLA. Jennifer's on the morning show there, and they have the usual Salem Bill Affair, and there's some pretty good hosts there. I've been listening to Ben Shapiro, who's on KABC there. I hadn't listened to him much before. I don't know whether it's like or dislike. I don't know what it is. I find, though, whenever there's an ad on KRLA, I go to KRLA, but I also, KFI, I hit the button for KABC in the afternoon because I want to hear what Shapiro has to say. Is that, what do you think? He's young, what is he, in his 30s? You know him, I don't know him. I don't know really at all.
Well, compared to many of the other people that are heard on the talk radio dial, yeah, Ben is young. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if he's in his 30s or 40s. He's somewhere. He's 30 something.
Late 30s.
Yeah. Definitely a young voice.
Yeah, but, what do you think of his approach to things? He's pretty, not mechanical, but he's very knowledgeable. Maybe that's it. He's very direct. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what you think.
You asked me what I think, and then you told me what you think.
I know. I'm sorry. So,
well, that's one of the things that's great about working with you. You ask the tough questions, and you answer them.
Let me slap my wrist there. All right, please. Ben Shapiro.
Oh, he's fine. He's good. He's a bright light on the horizon of this field. I'm all for the diversity of all ages, all genders, all races, and all political ideologies. I don't think that talk radio has to be one thing. If there's anything, when people say, why are you doing that? You should do, you know, like telling conservatives, you should have liberals on. No, let conservatives be conservatives. Just all these stations that are doing nothing, have some liberal formats, hire people that are young, give them a chance, don't have age discrimination against those who are old, seasoned performers bring something to the table. I just think there's plenty of channels out there, even on the standard AM and FM dial, that are underutilized, and there are audiences for all of these things. So I'm for the expansion of the conversation, and I like to include as many different voices, and I don't just mean left-right. I mean all different demographic types should be in the conversation, because that's reflective of reality, Doug.
Also where the audience is going. I mean, if you look around at some of the stats that come out of the ratings companies, there are a lot of younger people who are not only listening to the radio, but listening to these podcasts. And so I noted with interest that there was even a new coronavirus podcast that started up this week. It'll have a short lifespan to be sure, but under the circumstances, who finds these, and how do you go? Yours is promoted in Talkers and promoted here in this program and the other show that you do for The Wonk. We know that there's a good podcast there, but I wonder how some of these people that don't have any other means of promoting, how they get the huge audiences.
Social media is one of the driving means of promoting podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a large social media following, if you have a big Facebook following, you have lots of people that subscribe to your tweets and the rest of the vehicles out there, that's the best way to get your podcast heard. Social media has become a major force in promoting other media.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's the answer.
Yeah,
that's the answer to your question. It's networking. It's all social networking.
All right, let me do a little inside insight here. One of the names on the people list is Rush Limbaugh, and as I heard you mention his name and I saw him on the list, I was thinking about some of the whispering that people ought to know about who are fans of this of this format, and people, most of everybody knows obviously who Limbaugh is and why he is the important factor that he is in the format and in Americana, frankly. So this week, the week before, when he announced that he had stage 4 lung cancer.
Yeah, it was the beginning of last week, so it's like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. So with that, we talk about the disgust and distaste we have for social media. But there already are, in the talk radio world, rumblings, rumors, a focus program. People are asking the question privately. They don't want to ever say it publicly. What happens after Rush? Even if Rush lasted another 10 years. But it shakes people to their core because Limbaugh has been the galvanization, if that's the right word, of especially the right-wing, the conservative talk radio world, and without him, where does it go? I'm sure you've heard some of the speculation.
I'm asked that every day. It's not even people saying it quietly. I'm called by the newspapers, and not to mention people ask me privately, well, you know, where's it going to go? And my answer is time will march on. It will continue. Mm-hmm. It'll continue with or without Rush, as it will continue with or without anybody. And as the nation will continue after the Trump presidency, there'll be another president, and there'll be new people and new issues. I don't think that talk radio or talk shows on a media platform will go away, because I just think it's a generic, intrinsic, you know, main element of human communication. You know, certain kinds of music might become unpopular. There'll be different times when different appliances are popular, you know, like the radio, the television, the motion picture theater, the newsprint way of presenting a news organization's information. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that talk shows, talk presentations will ever go away, because it's what we are as human beings, as the species. We're technologically oriented, and we're verbal. And that's what talk radio is, the blending of verbalness and technology. You know, it's all part of the stew.
It's very good. You put it well. Thank you. We continue with our talk radio review, talk radio countdown show. Michael Harrison is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Are your credit card bills stressing you out? Are you at the end of your rope? Are you feeling like you have no future? What's going to happen? Hold on before you do anything silly. Just pick up the phone and call Credit Card Debt Hotline at 800-560-6760. You've heard a lot about these companies. There are a couple of them around that are pretty good, because they do, in fact, help you reduce your payments. Figure out what's best for you. If you're troubled, if you're worried, call the Credit Card Debt Hotline and see what they can do for you. Maybe able to help you, maybe not. You won't know unless you call. Have the free consult, 800-560-6760. It's a good time. It's a good reminder to sort of take stock of where you are. Be intelligent about your debt and how you're carrying it and what you can do to maybe make it a little easier for you and your family. Call now. Free consultation. Debt Hotline. The Credit Card Debt Hotline. 800-560-6760. The top stories this week from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, from number 10 to number 1. At number 10, the beginning of the week saw a lot of controversy talking about the Oscars and ratings and what the people getting awards have to say or not have to say. Number 9, the focus on technology, facial recognition, AI, all of that sort of thing. Number 8, the continuing focus on Rush Limbaugh and his illness. Number 7, immigration reform and homelessness becoming a big deal. Number 6, the Trump budget. Number 5, the coronavirus impact on our country and around the world. Mr. Bloomberg is at number 4 with some of his comments. Roger Stone and his sentence. Number 3, the aftermath of the impeachment, again, sort of at the beginning of the week, not so much toward the end of the week. And number 1, the presidential race and who won and who did what in the New Hampshire primary. That's it, the top stories from Talkers Magazine.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We have a focus on you and your health, your weight. How are you feeling about your body? And Elizabeth Miller is here with us from Calitrin. Great place to go for information and for help. So if you have questions, you have people there that will chat with folks who want to know more about what Calitrin is all about. Yes?
Yes, sir. If you go to the website, toploss.com, you can chat with us online. There's also the phone number, 1-800-325-4366. And you can also see how we've been helping customers lose weight safely for over 20 years. This is what healthy weight loss looks like when your body is burning off those fats and sugars the way that it did when you were younger. So that's why you feel good while you're taking it. That's why it's good for you. This is really a health supplement that just turns your body back into that fat-burning machine.
Feel good about yourself. Lose that weight at Calitrin.com or toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, check out this report of our Office 365 email and the threats sitting in users' inboxes.
Wow, how did you get this?
There's a free tool called Barracuda Email Threat Scanner that can quickly and safely scan our Office 365 email for hidden threats like spear phishing and domain fraud.
Really?
Yeah, Barracuda Email Threat Scanner identifies hidden threats and employees most at risk for a cyber attack, all summarized in a complete report.
This is great.
Get your free email threat scan now at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
On the people list this week from Talkers Magazine, the overview done by the Bible of the talk radio industry. Each week they pick up 10 stories that have been most followed by hosts. And then from that, the assimilation of all these names. These are the important people in the focus in these top 10 topics. Brad Pitt and Joaquin Phoenix come in at number 10. Rush Limbaugh, number 9. President of China, number 8. Alexander Vindman and John Kelly tied for number 7. Michael Bloomberg is at 6. Roger Stone, number 5. Elizabeth Warren comes in at 4. As you can imagine, the 4, 3, and 2 are all of the candidates that are making it to the top, and maybe where some of them are going. Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden seem to be going away, and Amy Klobuchar and Bernie Sanders and Pete Buttigieg seem to be going up. And that's the way that shakes out. Number 1, the President Donald Trump. That's the people list this week. As usual, you can count on this information from Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, this is the Talk Radio Countdown, a review of the hot hits in Talk Radio from this past week. I think we've done a pretty good job actually going over. I was looking for your thoughts about maybe more predictions, if we can, because Super Tuesday is coming up. The new, what is it, South Carolina, a lot of these. Utah, I'm forgetting who else is in the mix here in the next week or two.
We have Nevada.
Nevada. What do you think is happening down the road? Do you think Biden, people want to write him off? They're writing off Mayor Pete, writing off Elizabeth Warren for sure.
I don't think people are writing off Mayor Pete. I think that Bernie, Pete, and Amy are what you saw in New Hampshire is what's going to be the trend in terms of voting. Of course, Bloomberg is a wild card, and we'll see what happens. Right. He might be big. He might be a fizzler. He might be a kingmaker. We'll see. But I think Biden is in serious trouble, and I think that Elizabeth Warren is finished. The only reason I'm not proclaiming Biden being finished is I want to see what happens with his so-called firewall in South Carolina, you know, and how he does with minorities. But I personally think he was finished from the start. Biden has never won any election when it comes to running for president. He's run many times. He hasn't won a primary. He hasn't done anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, Donald Trump was correct when he nastily said that something to the effect of Joe Biden's career was resurrected from the garbage can of history or something by Barack Obama.
Something sweet, right.
It was a nasty thing to say, but it's true.
Mm. Yep. All right. This week, the Talkers chief here, Michael Harrison, does his MH interview, mhinterview.com, with a well-known talk radio, expert, talk radio star, Joe Pags.
Yeah.
Joe Pagliarulli. I never pronounce it. Pagliarulo, right?
Yeah, it's Joe Pagliarulo. He comes from Texas. He's originally from Long Island, like me.
Is he?
And he's a nice guy. He plays the saxophone, but he's a conservative talk show host.
Big, deep voice, though.
Yeah, syndicated. And we talk about everything. It's mhinterview.com. It's a real good deep dive into the workings of talk radio. We specifically talk about
it. Guy plays the sax, though. The picture on the, look at the picture associated with the interview, Joe Pags is playing the sax.
Yeah, and I look like a guy that is in his band playing drums.
Yes, you do. Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that's the latest one, and it's a goodie. Hey, it's fun
Michael
talking to you.
Harrison, mhinterview.com. This is Talk Radio Countdown Show, 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
As we remember the anniversary of the North State fires, Northern Valley Catholic Social Service would like to thank you. Because of you, NVCSS has served over 26,000 people in the North State. Because of you, children have returned to school. Our communities are rebuilding. Families have a new place to call home. People are healing. Northern Valley Catholic Social Service thanks you. Together, we will continue inspiring hope and transforming lives.
Coming to the Cascade Theater February 21st, The Doo-Wop Project. Featuring Broadway stars from Jersey Boys and Motown the Musical, The Doo-Wop Project recreates pop hits from Frankie Valli and The Temptations, and they doo-wopify some of today's biggest chart toppers like Jason Mraz, Maroon 5, and Amy Winehouse. The Doo-Wop Project, February 21st at the Cascade. Get tickets today at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Zess. Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We have a brand new podcast, Mock and Daisy's Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us and matter to you too. Everything from parenting and our families to the dangers of social media and the ridiculous trends it's created, like gender reveal parties and promposals. It's a little bit of everything, because if we really want to make America great again, we need to start in our own homes. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app or your favorite podcasting platform.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The countdown continues now with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, college professor. He's from Bentley College, and now they call it, but it's not the college anymore. I was in Framingham State College, and it's now Framingham State University. So Bentley University is, Stephen's with us as he usually is. to go through some of the legalities of the stories in the top 10 from Talkers Magazine. I guess the Roger Stone sentencing is first and foremost, or might be, among the people wondering, how could this guy get so much time? Apparently, he isn't going to get that much time. Or how does all of this stuff shake out in terms of fairness and reality?
Yeah, you know, as usual with most stories, it's the truth is somewhat kind of in between.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you look at it, first of all, the recommendations to the judge are just that. They are recommendations. The judge has the final decision as to what sentencing should be. And in fact, which is kind of interesting, this particular judge that Stone is in front of has had a history of generally going lighter on sentences. Now, as far as what the original prosecutors suggested, it was entirely within the guidelines, absolutely entirely within the guidelines, and there were issues of the guidelines provide a number of factors, and one of the factors is remorse. And as far as remorse goes, you have absolutely no remorse on Roger Stone's part. In his favor, though, he is not in great health. He is an older guy, and he is a first-time offender. So it would not have been unusual to have a lower recommendation being made. Probably the more troublesome thing here is, again, a continuing action by the president criticizing the courts, saying, I don't know what, even saying, I don't know what Roger Stone did. Well, what Roger Stone did were serious crimes. They were obstruction of justice. They were lying to Congress. I mean, these things are not things that are just lightly to be dealt with. That taking that into consideration, I can see a prosecutor recommending something on the lower end of the guidelines, taking those factors in. But his discussion of this is so outrageous. No, those are entirely within the federal guidelines, and it probably wouldn't have been what the judge would give anyway.
So is he likely to get pardoned? Could the president pardon him and that'd be the end of the story?
I think that's ultimately where it'll happen. I don't think you'll see the pardon happening quickly.
Before the election.
What would happen.
So Stone cools his jets in jail until after the election. Whether Trump wins or loses, he becomes a political football before the election.
Right, and so I think he will wait exactly until the election, win or lose, if he's on the way out, or if there's nothing much they can do against Teflon Don President, that's when it will happen.
Teflon Don, that's cute. Okay, next, the comments made, number four this week in the countdown, a focus on Michael Bloomberg and the comments about stop and frisk. And all of the legalities of that. It did actually start with Rudy Giuliani, but it did do, whether you like it or you didn't like it, it sort of calmed down some of the violence in the city, did it not? And it was legal.
Well, yeah, I mean, there is no question that the legality of a stop and frisk can be something that's legitimate if it is done with proper limitations. Otherwise, if it is totally a racial profiling, it's discriminatory. But it is it can be done in some limited circumstances. I guess it almost jumps into what we had on the survey of number nine, the facial recognition technology.
Right.
You know, this is something that at present is legal, but one reason it's legal is technology is always ahead of the law, and you've got tremendous impinging on the rights of privacy. So the idea is, how do you find ways to incorporate this in with some protection for citizens, maintaining privacy, while at the same time aiding law enforcement? I think stop and frisk probably had its time, and it's just as well out. It's too easily abused. The bigger thing is facial recognition technology, and that's something that, again, is even accused of being racially biased because the facial recognition technology often has a inherent bias. And it isn't intentional. It's just that the technology isn't quite as good as people would like to think it is.
Right. And all black men look the same, you know, that kind of stuff. You hear that all the time. How are you going to get a description? It's really pretty awkward. All right, good job. Thanks. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here, taking a look at some of the stories this week on the charts from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra. General Motors is pulling out of Australia, New Zealand, and Thailand as part of a strategy to exit markets not producing adequate returns on investments. The company is going to wind down sales and engineering and design operations for the historic Holden brand in Australia and New Zealand by 2021. They also plan to sell their Rayong factory in Thailand to China's Great Wall Motors and withdraw the Chevrolet brand from Thailand by the end of this year. CEO Mary Barra says the company will support its employees and customers in the transition. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves says a lot of people are likely to be impacted by anticipated flooding along the Pearl River in and around the capital city of Jackson.
Multiple thousands of people directly impacted in terms of their homes, but literally tens of thousands of people affected with roadways being shut down and other things.
Meanwhile, Mississippi Emergency Management Chief Gregory Michelle says it's important for people in evacuation zones to heed the warnings.
Do not wait till the water gets into your house to evacuate. Do not wait until water envelops your home or blocks a road so that you cannot get out. When you take risk like this, it puts first responders and emergency responders in additional risk.
The Pearl is expected to crest by 38 feet on Monday, the highest in decades. A group of Americans cut short a 14-day quarantine on the Diamond Princess cruise ship in the port of Yokohama near Tokyo to be whisked back to America. Cheryl Molesky tells the Hawaii News Now she and her husband Paul were confined to their cabin for almost a fortnight.
For the last 12 days, we have not stepped foot out of this door into the hallway. And very soon, not yet, but very soon, we will be stepping foot outside.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Bastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now, like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
A flight of new movies has given the box office a bit of a new look this week.
Sonic the Hedgehog is a movie based on a video game.
Gotta go fast.
And from the looks of the box office, it works. It debuted at number one with an estimated $57 million.
You know what a harlequin is.
Last week's top movie, Birds of Prey, lands in second, followed by two newcomers.
Let me officially welcome you to Fantasy Island.
A horror remake of the 70s TV show.
People die here.
And The Photograph.
That's Ben Thomas reporting. In this day in 1862, the Civil War Battle of Fort Donelson in Tennessee ended as some 12,000 Confederate soldiers surrendered. Union generals Ulysses S. Grant's victory earned him the moniker Unconditional Surrender Grant. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A record for subsonic plane travel was set this weekend when a British Airways plane flew between New York and London in less than 5 hours.
The flight took just 4 hours and 56 minutes, nearly 2 hours less than it was scheduled. A spokesman for the flight tracking site, Flight Radar 24, said the jet stream dips down a bit during the winter and the conditions were perfect for flights across the North Atlantic to take advantage of that. According to the tracking site, the flight beat out the previous record between the two cities, which was 5 hours and 13 minutes.
Correspondent Jeremy House reports that previous record was held by a Norwegian air flight. Clayton Williams, a colorful Texan oil man who in 1990 ran for governor and was derailed by making a joke about rape, saying he didn't pay income taxes 1 year, has died. Williams lost to Liberal Democrat Ann Richards in the gubernatorial race. Williams was 88. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Welcome to the Year of the Bear, Black Bear Diner's year-long 25th anniversary celebration. Black Bear Diner first started serving up bear-sized portions of family favorites in 1995, and they are marketing this milestone with a year of tasty specials, fun celebrations, and a continued commitment to give back to the community. Stay tuned and be sure to stop by the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Cypress and Redding all year long, and help us celebrate 25 years of
Black Bear Diner.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
10 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in Talk Radio. Going to try something different and new, or rather more expansive, if you will. I'm Doug Steffen, introducing many people around the country to the concept of an overview of News Talk Radio for this past week. This is something that I've been doing for 20-some-odd years in concert with Talkers Magazine and their editor and publisher, Michael Harrison. Every week, they go through most of the really popular talk radio programs and hosts and stations around the country to come up with a list, like the countdowns you hear on the music stations. Same thing, only this is about news talk radio. Top 10 stories, top 10 people. So Talkers, as the Bible of the talk radio industry, has authority there. And so this list put together with the folks at Talkers becomes a very entertaining way and an accurate way to gauge what's been going on a lot of the radio stations that are carrying this program now. I carry my other programs. I produce a lot of different programs, the Daily DJV program, podcast and playback of that show, and on-air live. You can find it at djvshow.com. Also, a show that deals with the metaphysical world, the unseen world, Your Hidden Power. YourHiddenPowerShow.com, the American Family Farmer Show is a podcast, and the focus on food, family, and the farm, that's there as well. GoodDayHealthShow.com has the podcast and the shows with a couple of prominent doctors around the country every week talking about the issues. And they're all, the reason I bring them up is because they are sort of my varied calling card, having done this for a long time. The focus, though, with the majority of stations, and the majority of their programming is aimed at discussing the issues, and many of them are political. It's become known as political talk radio to a lot of people. So I invite each week a couple of well-known, very prominent talk radio folks. Some of them are people that work with me on the DJV program. For example, Jennifer Horn is here. She does she's got three of these, or four, depending on how you look at the gig. Jennifer, prominent on the DJV program, also does the local program in Los Angeles on the Salem station there, KRLA, and she does a show for the Southern sort of California network. Would you say a station carries that program out in Bakersfield? No, is it Bakersfield?
The Inland Empire, no.
Yes, yeah, all right. So Jennifer Horn is here, along with my friend, longtime colleague, John Harper, who runs WMEL on the Space Coast in Florida. So their thoughts and engagement here as we go through the list. Let me go through the stories. And the number 10 item this week on the countdown list is an overview of the Oscars. A lot of conversation, especially at the beginning of the week, about that. At number 9, technology as it applies to facial recognition and artificial intelligence in general, getting a lot more traction because it's affecting our lives more and more and more and more and more every day. Number 8, continuing focus on Rush Limbaugh and his illness. He was in the hospital earlier this week because he had the flu and people thought it might get into pneumonia. A lot of focus on him, not only because of his illness, but because of his winning the, and I'm going to say something, I'm going to say it very prominently. I hope I didn't lose a couple of friends on this, but there was a posting, I don't know if Jennifer and John, you saw it, there was a posting in a cartoon form of 10 people wearing KKK garb, and there was one of them that had the image of the Presidential Medal of Freedom, and the caption under, guess which one is Rush Limbaugh. I found that highly offensive. Yeah. I found it obnoxious and unnecessary, and so I said that to my friend online, and she didn't like it, but, you know, I think there's enough already with this stuff. Enough already. Yeah. So did you, either of you see that, Jennifer, John, did you see that cartoon?
I did not, yeah. But I believe it.
You did see it, John?
Yeah, I saw it, and I totally agree with you. That was not called for at all, totally unnecessary. Why was that even required to put out there for the world to see?
Well, because somebody, you know how it is. You know how it is. The Internet can be used for all kinds of things. I mean, Limbaugh is not, there's no way, he's not perfect by any stretch of the imagination. But I've explained on the air that I think the reason that it is reasonable to have given him the Presidential Medal of Freedom is because what he has meant to the business of radio and to listenership, you know, it's affected 20, 30, 40 million people over the years that he's been on, and I just think that that's...
there's just something about wishing people, I don't know, yeah. I've seen a lot of people saying he deserves it, this is, what you know, he's getting what's coming to him, yeah. And that kind of, I don't care who people are politically, people are human at their core, and that's just, I don't know, it's not, yeah. Say what you will, call them names, do whatever you want to do with your free speech, but I don't know, there's something bad about wishing people ill will.
Yep, well, it comes back, there's a thing called karma. I just mentioned the program I do called Your Hidden Power. And karma is a part of our conversations frequently. What goes around, maybe another way of putting it, is what goes around comes around. And
it
so
sure
those of you,
that way. Yeah,
yeah, it's just enough already. Okay, yeah. Number 7, a focus on immigration reform as the walls are being built. I think there's a lot more focus, although we did talk about this a little bit last week, Jennifer, because of where you are and how you get involved in this in Los Angeles. Maybe we'll talk a little bit more about that. The budget, the deficit, the economy, all going together is number 6 because they're all one story. Number 5 is the coronavirus and its impact on our country and our relationship with China. Number 4, Bloomberg. That's about all you have to say. Roger Stone and his sentencing is number 3. The impeachment aftermath is number 2. I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't know that there's really anything there, but we'll talk about it a little bit. Presidential race, primary New Hampshire. And once again, Bloomberg getting involved in the fray. I thought it was pretty interesting how, especially toward the end of the week, Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden took the lead in attacking Bloomberg. Donald Trump is attacking him. So you know he's a viable candidate because everybody's on his back.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Really pressing ahead. All right, so Jennifer, you were about to say something. Help yourself.
Oh, I don't know. Was I about to say something?
I don't know. I thought I heard you take a deep breath and thought, okay, I'm going
no.
now.
Yeah. No, I think you're, I don't know, maybe I just, you're using your hidden power to project, but no.
That's what it was, yes, exactly.
Yes.
All right, but I do want to spend just a moment on, I don't know that the presidential race needs a lot of conversation because, you know, you see who's falling off, and that's sort of after what happened in Iowa, that whole mess there, whether it's expected. I think the biggest surprise, at least among my friends here in Massachusetts, is how badly Elizabeth Warren has done. And I think universally people are looking at Joe Biden, who looked like he would be the one, and now there are a lot of people who think that Bloomberg is the one. So, I mean, it's a waste
of a lot of people
convention.
Think Bernie is the
Bernie
one, too.
Is the
which
one.
Is,
right.
Yeah. He's, it's really interesting. Politics is all about momentum, and it's about catching fire at the right time. And for Elizabeth Warren, she caught fire over the summer and not at the right time. And now she's falling, and people are making a decision in her lane, basically. Am I going to vote for Bernie Sanders? Am I going to vote for Elizabeth Warren? And I think the momentum has been with Bernie Sanders, who's just very well organized. He's got...
Yeah.
A ground game that existed in 2016 that he's revitalized for 2020, and he picked up where he left off. So he's very strong. He's a strong candidate. And then you have a lot of the, and I use air quotes because I don't know how many of these guys are actually really, really moderates, but you have the moderates fighting it out. And Mayor Pete seems to be the one who's got the energy, not Joe Biden. And then you throw in the Bloomberg factor come Super Tuesday when he's actually going to be on some ballots, and it's really anybody's game. And does it boil down to kind of a two, does it boil down to the far left and the more moderate side of the party as they move into the convention? Probably so, but, you know, Bernie Sanders has got a lot of crowds. He's got a lot of people and excitement behind him.
That's for sure.
I think Doug and Jennifer, it could come down to a brokered convention, which will make things kind of interesting this summer when the Democrats get together. But Jennifer, you mentioned momentum and who peaked at the right time or the wrong time, and definitely Joe Biden leading the pack almost for the past year. It almost seemed inevitable that there was going to be some type of a change in the leadership at the top of that race. Elizabeth Warren, same with her. I think it's going to come down to Bernie Sanders and Michael Bloomberg, and yep. That'll make it very interesting.
Well, what I think, and go ahead, Jen.
Oh, sorry. You know, just to wrap up on Biden, you know, I think it's really interesting to watch him because even though he's had, he's held incredibly high office and important offices, vice president, and he obviously was reelected to Senate for decades, but he was really untested as a candidate, and I think the reason that we saw him at the top of the polls is because he had a brand name. So when people were asked, who are you going to support,
right.
People no. just said, well, Biden, because it's the only name they knew, but now people are actually starting to dig into some of the other candidates. They're getting to know him, and when he gets tested, he just doesn't perform well.
Mm-hmm. So,
excellent. And also, don't you think there's a burnout factor as well? People are just tired of it.
Yeah, the burnout factor is that this damn thing goes on continuously. As soon as somebody gets elected and installed in office in January, there'll be, okay, who's going to run in 4 years? And the damn news media just perpetrates that. It's over and over and over and over and over again. Get out of my face and go away. My God. What a...
Well, when they don't like the person who won. They like to start immediately looking ahead to the next
let's
one.
Let's go get him. But I think you're right. It's going to come down to Bloomberg and Biden. I'm sorry, Bloomberg and Bernie. And what's going to happen... Here's my prediction, and then we'll move on. That AOC and that bunch is going to, when Bernie doesn't get the nomination, they're going to be so worked up about it and so upset, they'll start a third party. You wait and see. There's going to be a third party in this country, the socialist American party, whatever you want to call it, but that's going to happen because Bernie's, the Democratic leadership at the DNC is not going to let Bernie. They just aren't. They don't get it themselves. And so, under the circumstances, you can kiss.
Doug, do I have 30 seconds?
Just barely. Go ahead, yeah.
an interesting poll, maybe the two of you saw it, maybe the audience saw it as well this past week, but there's some people saying Michael Bloomberg and Mitt Romney for vice president on the same ticket.
Really? Isn't that interesting? I would have put, I'll put Amy Klobuchar up, because she's very popular in very important areas of the country to run with the Bloomberg. But that's an interesting scenario. I hadn't even thought about that. Yep. Good job. All right. John Harper from WMEL, Jennifer Horn from Radio Worlds all over the world here on this week's Talk Radio Overview. I'm Doug Steffen. As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps as we go into Valentine's Day and beyond, you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJB code. You'll save 40%, 10 bucks, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile. 800-208-1797.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
As we remember the anniversary of the North State fires, Northern Valley Catholic Social Service would like to thank you. Because of you, NVCSS has served over 26,000 people in the North State. Because of you, children have returned to school. Our communities are rebuilding. Families have a new place to call home. People are healing. Northern Valley Catholic Social Service thanks you. Together, we will continue inspiring hope and transforming lives.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Continuing on now with our talk radio review, I'm Doug Steffen going through the charts for the week of February 10th to the 14th with Jennifer Horn from Los Angeles, John Harper from Florida, and you as we go through this list, which you can see, by the way, every week. It's posted at talkers.com, which is the home of Talkers Radio and Talkers Television as well. All these stories and ancillary things that go with them. I'm kind of working my way through the list backwards and forwards, and I've... We've covered, I think, that all there is to say about the presidential race we've kind of just said. And I don't know, number two, the impeachment aftermath. Is there really any focus on that other than people saying if the Democrats do it again or they'll try the likes of Adam Schiff?
They're already calling for it this week. It's an impeachment, the sequel, just without the wait. It's crazy. You have Senator Elizabeth Warren and you have Representative Eric Swalwell already saying that the president and the attorney general both need to resign or that they need to be impeached because of the controversy with the tweet about Roger Stone and his sentencing. So,
what was the controversy? Explain that. What was said? Roger Stone was a confidant of the president's. He got himself into hot water because he lied to Congress, which is how all these guys get caught sooner or later. Not for the real thing, but for something else that's ancillary. So the Stone
thing.
So
the prosecutors, he got convicted. He's guilty. And so now they're going to sentence him. And his sentencing
do you think
is
he's
next
guilty?
Week.
By the way, do you think he is guilty?
I'm sure lying to Congress, probably, but look, I don't think Roger Stone is an angel, but I also think that we need to start getting serious about treating people the same with our justice system. This multi-level approach to the justice system is just, you know what, it's not fair. It's going to make people lose faith in democracy. It's what's been happening with people who have been persecuted before for things. And so we have to get serious about this, number one. And so the prosecutors recommended 7 to 9 years for Roger Stone, who's an older gentleman already. That's almost a life sentence, or it could be a life sentence for Roger Stone, for something that most people get a slap on the wrist for, or walking around and serving in Congress, much less lying to Congress. So it was pretty unfair. And so the Department of Justice took a look at it. At the same time, President Trump happened to tweet about it, saying that it was unfair. And so then Democrats came out and said, well, the Attorney General is in the back pocket of Donald Trump, and because he tweeted, that's why they're going to look into this extensive, intense sentence, which wasn't the case at all. The Attorney General explained everything, said he had already started the process before Trump had tweeted, and he actually came out for the very first time against President Trump, saying his tweets in regards to these type of stories make his job almost impossible to do because people are constantly trying to tie the correlation between the tweets and Attorney General Barr's trying to do the right thing.
Yeah. John, your thoughts?
Jennifer is absolutely right. Whether you like Stone or not, the punishment was way too excessive for the crime, and I do agree it should be revised. I don't think he should be let go, but 7 to 9 years, whatever it was, way too much, and Jennifer was right. People are walking around right now who have done far worse crimes than that, and they got a slap on the hand. So
government jobs, right?
Yeah. The equal justice under the law is a kind of it's nonsense these days in any number of examples.
At the same time, the situation with the Attorney General now and the President looks like there could be a lot of tension brewing there if there hasn't been already, and that's going to be an interesting scene to watch between the two of them, since, as Jennifer said, Barr said yesterday in an ABC interview that Trump is making the tweets almost impossible for Barr to do his job. So that'll be very interesting to watch.
Yeah, but they still seem, well, for purposes of the moment, they seem to be trying to maintain a closeness. But if you start crossing Trump, it's not healthy for the long term, if you will. All right, coming up next, a focus on the coronavirus as we continue overviewing what's going on News Talk Radio this week. It's 28 past the hour.
Doctors recommend it, Nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law. So I just cannot say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it. So far, I've lost 35 and three-quarter inches, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com, or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
I am doing it all, the water, the fiber, the exercise, but I still have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keep coming back. My doctor said that I may have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats adults with IBS with constipation. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX. Part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us most.
We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men.
And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its MBA and Business Analytics Master's degree programs offered 100% online. Learn more about the top-ranked W.P. Carey business degrees online. Text RANK to 79645. Again, that's R-A-N-K to 79645.
Nobody thinks twice about getting a second opinion on a doctor or a lawyer. But what about when you need somebody to work on your home, like an electrician, landscaper, or plumber? Somebody doing major work on your pipes definitely calls for a second opinion. So next time you get a recommendation on a pro, get a second opinion at Angie's List. As the authority on local pros, we offer thousands of reviews, plus business info, offers, and photos. Just go to AngiesList.com. Hey, you want to feel great about who you're hiring, and we second that opinion.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Review, second half hour of our focus on what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and John Harper here discussing the issues from the list that Talkers has prepared this week, the stories and the people on the list. We were talking about Roger Stone. I'm looking at some more things here before we go into the virus and that whole discussion. I thought it was interesting that eight Republicans went with the Democrats this week in a measure that would limit the president from engaging in further hostilities. Isn't that kind of the horse out of the barn stuff? I'm trying to figure out what the point of that all
came from. Republicans who voted when the same measure came against Obama, they voted in the same way. So they're trying to work on a consistent record.
Yeah.
Basically saying that Congress should take back the declaration of war. President Trump made the argument that if Congress ties the hand of the president, then countries like Iran are going to constantly try to test because they know that there's political discord in the country and that people may, you know, Congress may not come together and act in a timely manner. So I think both sides make a good point. I don't think we should take action to war, but I do think
sides,
the president,
yeah,
if they have an opportunity to take out a terrorist, should actually go in and be able to take out a terrorist. I think that is something that most people wouldn't argue with if they were being honest. So, that's kind of where it is. I think people made a big deal about it, saying that Republicans are turning on Trump, but that's not really it at all. They believe Congress should have the power to declare war.
Right. And as an aside, this might have been number 11 or 10A, if you will, on the story list. The passing of Kobe Bryant has occupied a lot of time and discussion, but he and his daughter laid to rest this week. It doesn't require any real commentary, just as the end of that saga and what he was all about. So it garnered a lot of attention, especially, I think, on the West Coast, Jennifer, certainly in Los Angeles it did. And speaking of the West Coast, the coronavirus, which is number 5 this week on our countdown list of stories, 1,700 medical workers now infected with the virus around the world. The infection number tops 64,000, death toll around 1,400. The Chinese have lied through their teeth, and so they're suffering the consequences. Is there anything else to say, ladies and gentlemen?
Go ahead, John.
The trust in the Chinese continues to dwindle. Not that there really was any great trust.
Exactly. Thank you. You're starting from a point of almost negative numbers to begin with. They're lying through their teeth about most everything.
Amazing.
Yeah, it really is that they've gotten as far as they have. It shows you maybe how corrupt the world is in general. But the average person still, the average Chinese, this is not an indictment of them. They have a system of government. And the people who are around now, remember the Chinese Revolution took place 70 years ago, and 72 years ago now. It was 1948, same time the situation in Israel changed dramatically. It was the same year. There was a lot of stuff going on. After World War II, upheavals here, there, and everywhere. And these were two dramatic examples of how people didn't like what was going on in their country, and they wanted things to change, or they wanted stuff to be rectified or fixed or whatever it is. And certainly in the case of China, as we've seen now, or at least it's easy maybe for us outside to look in, but we didn't grow up in this. The people who have grown up and live in China now feel the same way kind of about the way they don't like the leadership, but they understand the government. They understand what they live with and what the ramifications are. But I think it's kind of hard to sell this sort of capitalism blended with communism. It confuses people. And their educational system is so in-focused instead of outward-focused, they don't really understand what's going on in the rest of the world, most of the people that are there. So it's a conundrum. But now when it comes to the coronavirus, you go into the fact, realizing that the province that's the center of the outbreak, where all these people have died, is basically literally shut off from the rest of the world. They have guards. Mm-hmm. They have the army, the Chinese army, surrounds that province. And the Russians closed the border with China this week, and they've got guards so that the Chinese can't run across the border and get into Russia. So, pretty interesting.
It's amazing what is taking place as a result of this virus. And I think this, guys, is just the tip of the iceberg. And when this starts getting across the border, so to speak, from China, look out. We may have never seen anything like this before in our lifetimes.
Well, you know, there's a lot of scare stuff going around. People don't really understand what it is, but it could be. It could be a corrector. It could be a million. You know, it's all this could be. We don't know, but it may be. I thought it was interesting. I was looking at a profile of a nurse who works in a Wuhan hospital who walks to work while her husband drives behind her. I guess kind of showing the extreme length that medical workers are willing to go to go to work and stop the coronavirus. Her husband drives by. It's really interesting. She walks to work in the dark, so this he drives behind her to light the path as she walks to work. But she's self-quarantined.
Interesting.
That's crazy.
That's something, doesn't it, huh?
Well, now they're talking about the Olympics. They're saying they're not going to cancel the Olympics in Tokyo, but obviously the conversation is being had about whether or not they should.
Right. Exactly. Yep. Okay, next, number six here, the budget deficit. This is one of those things that talk radio doesn't do a good job with, frankly. And people don't understand. The school system doesn't do a good job teaching the civil. How does the government run? And then if you take yourself away from that, how can you run your life the way the government runs its life? With the deficits as huge as they are, and then people turn around and say, wow, man, look at the economy. It's steaming along. I'll give you an example. Yesterday, I was looking, and most people know that I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and that's kind of part of what I talk about a lot on the American Family Farmer Show podcast I referenced earlier, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, aiming to try to help farmers around the country sustain themselves. And so I was looking for a part for one of my trucks yesterday, and I went over to a local truck dealership. The guy specializes in used trucks, and he rebuilds old trucks and sells them on the market and that sort of thing. And his business, he said to me, his business was never better. He's selling like 40 trucks a month that sell at an average of $35,000 a piece, and he sells them all over the country. And his thing to me, he said to me, this guy's become a multimillionaire. Little guy that had a little garage, and he started selling trucks and fixing them up, and it's grown into this huge business. And he said the economy is roaring. All these people getting into business, getting into small businesses where they need a good, reliable truck, but they can't afford a new one. And he said, we have no problem selling these trucks, and there's no problem getting them financed, getting paid for them. He looked at me with stars in his eyes and said, what a great country, America. So, you know, you look at that. You were talking, I think, last week, John, about how the Space Coast, where all these people are moving in and starting to the private side of launching into space and all the jobs that are there. I remember when we talked about it when sort of things got shut down, when Bush messed up NASA and thousands of people were laid off. So they're all back to work and then some, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, it's the private sector, as you mentioned, Doug, that really is leading the fight on bringing the economy back here to the Space Coast. SpaceX, no doubt about it, they are doing a lot. And there are a lot of ancillary companies as well that are moving into the area that are space-related. So it has been a major turnaround. The housing industry, as I've talked about before, is looking very good. Not fantastic, but yet it's solid and continuing to increase month by month as far as values of homes and condos and apartments and things like that. But again, it's the private sector that has led that march, not the government. It really has nothing to do, I think, with the Trump administration. It's the fact that we do have people like SpaceX, the company of SpaceX and Elon Musk, who are making this happen, along with putting our American astronauts back into space sometime later this year, which is going to be huge as well. So it's all private industry that's making it happen.
Jennifer, examples on the West Coast. California is a big space state as well, but in general, the California economy or the U.S., the economy in general, a lot of people are moving out of California, but that doesn't stop the growth of a lot of basic core businesses, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the economy has been tougher for people who are in the middle class or who are trying to run a small business, and so those people are leaving the state. But California has become kind of a mecca for the rich and the very and the poor. I think there is still an economic surplus, which the governor is always quick to talk about, but a lot of that is going towards unfunded pensions. With the space business, it was actually interesting that we're talking about this because I also did a couple of forms this week for candidates who are running for Congress, and one of the districts that is in our area is one that got national attention. If you remember Katie Hill, she was the congresswoman who resigned from Congress a few months ago because she was involved in a throuple, and she was having relations with her staffers and all that stuff. And so her seat is vacant right now, and it's a pretty hotly contested seat. Everybody's trying to get in. And that is an area where there's a lot of aerospace, and there's some of that industry that's in that area. And they're talking about how that is actually that's thriving right now for California. So I guess there are certain industries, and, you know, as long as you're not a small business trying to make it, you're doing okay in the state for the most part.
Yeah. Small businesses is too much emphasis. Look at the agreement this week that was done between AT&T and, was it Sprint? Who is it that's getting together? The two phone companies and the judge. What a ridiculous, what a moron. He says he's convinced it'll lead to better prices and more competition. What the hell are you talking? What are you, nuts? Show me one of these mergers, never mind in technology, but anything. Airline mergers, any of these huge corporations that get together, buy each other out, and they always screw the customer. That's kind of like a universal law. It's a joke for somebody to say, that it's better for competition. Unga bunga.
Bottom line, Doug, is trying to raise money for a small business is no easier today than it was any time in the distant past. It's still very, very difficult.
The voice of experience, John Harper from WMEL. On the people list this week from Talkers Magazine, the overview done by the Bible of the talk radio industry. Each week they pick up 10 stories that have been most followed by hosts. And then from that, the assimilation of all these names. These are the important people in the focus in these top 10 topics. Brad Pitt and Joaquin Phoenix come in at number 10. Rush Limbaugh, number 9. President of China, number 8. Alexander Vindman and John Kelly tied for number 7. Michael Bloomberg is at 6. Roger Stone, number 5. Elizabeth Warren comes in at 4. As you can imagine, the 4, 3, and 2 are all of the candidates that are making it to the top, and maybe where some of them are going. Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden seem to be going away, and Amy Klobuchar and Bernie Sanders and Pete Buttigieg seem to be going up. And that's the way that shakes out. Number 1. The President Donald Trump. That's the people list this week. As usual, you can count on this information from Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Jennifer Horn here with Doug Steffen at 46 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Heart disease is the number one killer of women in the U.S., but often women who are suffering a heart attack have symptoms that seem ambiguous, causing them to ignore them.
Chest pain is still a very common presenting symptom for a heart attack in a woman, but it's not the predominant or only symptom. Usually women's chest pain is not as severe as men's chest pain.
Dr. Rekha Mankad says the pain often isn't limited to the chest. The back, arms, neck, or jaw may hurt simultaneously. Often the pain's associated with other symptoms, such as shortness of breath or just being winded, a feeling of unease and nausea. Dr. Mankad says there are several risk factors that make a woman more likely to suffer a heart attack.
Things like elevated blood pressure, high cholesterol, being overweight, not exercising, not eating healthy, having diabetes, and smoking. Some of them seem to be a bigger risk for a woman.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV. The top stories this week from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, from number 10 to number 1. At number 10, the beginning of the week saw a lot of controversy talking about the Oscars and ratings and what the people getting awards have to say or not have to say. Number 9, the focus on technology, facial recognition, AI, all of that sort of thing. Number 8, the continuing focus on Rush Limbaugh and his illness. Number 7, immigration reform and homelessness becoming a big deal. Number 6, the Trump budget. Number 5, the coronavirus impact on our country and around the world. Mr. Bloomberg is at number 4 with some of his comments. Roger Stone and his sentence. Number 3, the aftermath of the impeachment, again, sort of at the beginning of the week, not so much toward the end of the week. And number 1, the presidential race. And who won and who did what in the New Hampshire primary. That's it, the top stories from Talkers Magazine. We have a focus on you and your health, your weight. How are you feeling about your body? And Elizabeth Miller is here with us from Calitrin. Great place to go for information and for help. So if you have questions, you have people there that will chat with folks who want to know more about what Calitrin is all about. Yes?
Yes, sir. If you go to the website, toploss.com, you can chat with us online. There's also the phone number, 1-800-325-4366. And you can also see how we've been helping customers lose weight safely for over 20 years. This is what healthy weight loss looks like when your body is burning off those fats and sugars the way that it did when you were younger. So that's why you feel good while you're taking it. That's why it's good for you. This is really a health supplement that just turns your body back into that fat-burning machine.
Feel good about yourself. Lose that weight at Calitrin.com or TopLoss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
As we remember the anniversary of the North State fires, Northern Valley Catholic Social Service would like to thank you. Because of you, NVCSS has served over 26,000 people in the North State. Because of you, children have returned to school. Our communities are rebuilding. Families have a new place to call home. People are healing. Northern Valley Catholic Social Service thanks you. Together, we will continue inspiring hope and transforming lives.
Welcome to the Year of the Bear, Black Bear Diner's year-long 25th anniversary celebration. Black Bear Diner first started serving up bear-sized portions of family favorites in 1995, and they are marketing this milestone with a year of tasty specials, fun celebrations, and a continued commitment to give back to the community. Stay tuned and be sure to stop by the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Cypress and Redding all year long, and help us celebrate 25 years of
Black Bear Diner.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discount rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for us to go through the top five items from the world of technology. Victoria is off. Victoria Keelan not here this week, so that role falls to me. I'm Doug Steffen. Starting at number five, working our way to number one, is a focus on Sprint, that this week announced the first smart watch for children. Introducing this watch complete with GPS tracking. It's called the Watch Me Go device, designed for children ages 4 to 12 who may not be quite ready for their own smartphone. That's for sure. Nobody under the age of 12 is ready for a smartphone as far as I'm concerned. In addition to tracking a child's location, the watches can send and also get voice and text messages to a parent's smartphone app. Parents can set up alerts to notify them if a child wearing the Watch Me Go leaves a defined safety zone, like their school, their neighborhood, something like that, their backyard. The watch also has an SOS button that will send immediate alerts to the parent. I understand this. $144, and maybe it's a good thing to have. It has a Gorilla Glass watch face, a battery that's strong, water-resistant case, all that sort of thing. Verizon and T-Mobile already have versions of this sort of thing now. It just makes me think that the world, this is teaching kids the world is a scary place, and you better protect. I don't know, it bugs me. Number four this week on our countdown of the top five items in the world of technology, Atlantic City's Hard Rock Casino has some new slot machines that inside the casino actually entirely activated and played by gamblers over the internet. You can't, if you are at the Hard Rock, you can't play with these. You have to go, you can stand next to them and use the internet to play the machines. There are 12 machines, first of their kind any place. The Hard Rock Casino said the remote control slots are the natural outgrowth of live dealer table games that have been growing in popularity in Atlantic City over the past 6 years. I wonder if Victoria is playing with these. Kara, she's down in Atlantic City this weekend. Online or in person, slots work the same way. Their foundation is called the Random Number Generator. State gambling regulators put the devices through extensive testing to ensure the integrity of them. I guess that they couldn't be hacked would be a way of looking at it. The new machines are no different. The same type of machines that are on the casino floor, only they're connected to the internet so they can be activated online only. Players with a valid internet gambling account with Hard Rock can access the new machines through the online gambling website. Wow. If all 12 machines were occupied by other players, others can join a queue waiting for one of them to become available. I'll bet you that thing will be hotter than a firecracker. Number three on this list, going to number one, the Israelis have come up with an election app that has been apparently hacked. Personal information of more than 6 million voters in Israel this week was hacked. The breach occurred in the Elector app, which is used by Netanyahu and his party, the Likud party. An independent programmer identified the security flaw, exposing the names, addresses, and other personal data of the entire national voting registration list in Israel. Wow. The Likud party uploaded the voter registry to the app in preparation for the election next month. That didn't take long, and bingo, all those things are now exposed. Developers of the app say the flaws have been addressed and new privacy measures are now in place. Unclear, though, at this point how much data was collected as a result of that breach. Number two, T-Mobile and Sprint. A lot of people are talking about this one, a lawsuit, so now they are merging. $26 billion deal between T-Mobile and Sprint. The thing that I find a joke here, and I think I said this on the air during the week, the judge said it'll, it's gonna, the, he was convinced by the two parties that it would be better for competition because prices would go down. You show me one of these damn mergers where your prices have gone down. I'll send you the Brooklyn Bridge. Number one, the Chinese have been blamed for the Equifax breach last year. Remember that? Department of Justice indicting four members of China's military in connection with this hack. Actually, it took place a couple of years ago. 150 million Americans' info was exposed. According to the indictment, the group hacked into Equifax's system in Georgia back in May of 2017. The breach exposed names, social security numbers, birth dates, addresses, driver's license numbers, credit card numbers for 200,000 people who have accounts at Equifax. Second time that DOJ has indicted members of China's People's Liberation Army in connection to economic espionage. And Puerto Rico is out $2.6 million. Government fell victim this week to a phishing scam. Be careful about that. And we all have that potential to affect us. Doug Steffen here at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour. Townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. President Trump became just the second sitting president to attend the Daytona 500 Sunday. Mr. Trump serving as the grand marshal for the race and gave the command for drivers to start their engines after taking a parade lap around 2.5 mile speedway in his armored limousine. He led the 40-car field before the green flag dropped. And it didn't stay dry for very long. Rain brought the field back to the pits 20 laps in. Heavier rain then prompted officials to postpone the great race until Monday afternoon. With the Nevada caucuses less than a week away, Democratic presidential candidates are fixated on a rival who's not even contesting the state. They're all targeting billionaire businessman Michael Bloomberg, accusing him of trying to buy his way into the election and making clear they're eager to take him on in debate. Meanwhile, another millionaire, Tom Steyer, is telling ABC's This Week he's building a strong coalition.
If I can show there that I can put together that coalition and take that with momentum into Super Tuesday with the kind of diverse coalition that I believe I'm building and that I believe I will show, then that will give me the momentum and people will have to look at me as a serious candidate, because the real question here is, who can beat Donald Trump?
Senator Amy Klobuchar, also a guest on the program, said her campaign is on the upswing.
I never thought I was going to be able to compete with some of my opponents' bank accounts. But what I don't have in that, I have made up in hard work. We've got teams now in every Super Tuesday state. And we actually, since the New Hampshire debate, in just nearly over a week, raised $12 million.
Storm Dennis hammering Britain Sunday, bringing a month's worth of rain in just 48 hours to parts of South Wales, which bore the brunt of the country's second severe storm inside of a week. More news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Sebastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
Since The Hedgehog opened in first place at the box office this weekend, but Parasite saw one of the largest post-Oscar bumps in years following its Best Picture win.
Parasite has been out for 19 weeks and has also been available on digital platforms.
Is it okay with you?
But it had its biggest weekend yet at the box office.
I'm deadly serious.
Bong Joon-ho's film was the first non-English language film to win Best Picture in the 92-year history of the Academy Awards. So its distributor, Neon, put Parasite into more than 2,000 theaters this weekend. It earned an estimated $5.5 million, the largest Oscars bump for a Best Picture winner since Gladiator in 2001. I'm Ben Thomas.
Check out more breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A colorful Texas oil man who ran for governor has died.
Clayton Williams, whose 1990 run for governor was derailed by making a joke about rape and saying he didn't pay income taxes one year, has died. He was 88. Williams died Friday at his home in Midland after struggling with pneumonia. He was known for his cowboy image and colorful phrases in addition to his generosity, including his support to his alma mater, Texas A&M University. Williams, a Republican, lost the 1990 gubernatorial race to liberal Democrat Ann Richards. John Scott reporting.
Former All-Star shortstop Tony Fernandez passed away after a long battle with kidney disease. Fernandez made 5 All-Star teams during his 17 Major League seasons and even helped the Toronto Blue Jays win the 1993 World Series. He won 4 straight Gold Gloves with the Blue Jays back in the 80s. Tony Fernandez was 57 years old. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your security tip of the day. If it doesn't look right, it probably isn't. Many people hang around to investigate what may be a crime only to become a victim themselves because they confront a violent criminal. Leave the area and call your local law enforcement agency immediately. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dickus.
Pacific Justice Institute is suing a California independent study charter school. Now, the religious discrimination suit is on behalf of a piano teacher who was rejected as a vendor for the school. This rejection was because she was, quote, too religious. The school has filed a second attempt at dismissal.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Stars, Broadway performers, and other radio folks. In this example, you'll hear comedian Frederick Chase Taylor in the role of his character, Colonel Stupnagel. He was originally part of a popular comedy team with musician Wilbur Hewley, known as Stupnagel and Bud. After they went their separate ways in the late 1930s, though, Taylor continued to work solo as Colonel Stupnagel, as you'll now hear in this broadcast. It's from March 7th, 1944.
Duffy's Tavern.
Duffy starving. Where do you leave me? Deed, Archie, the manager's picking. Duffy ain't here. Hello, Duffy. Tonight, Colonel Stoopnagel. Oh, I wouldn't say that, Duffy. No, he's lost weight. I would describe him more as a big, thin slob. Huh? Crazy? No, he ain't really crazy. I'd describe him more as a wealthy eccentric. With no dough. Yeah. His inventions? Duffy, he's invented some very good ones. Well, that bathroom door that you don't have to wait outside of. Yeah, because it opens into a closet. Yeah, and them round dice he has. Round dice, you know, for people who would rather play marbles. Another thing. Hey, Duffy, what's that noise? Mrs. Duffy slugging you with a frying pan because you won't buy her a mink coat? Duffy, you better leave her slug you. A mink would probably set you back about $150. Oh, certainly. Even more expensive than rabbit. Well, that's on account of there's more rabbits than minks. Why is that? Maybe it's because the rabbit is a friendlier animal. Well, look, Duffy, I'm busy. Fight it out yourself. I gotta go figure my income tax. Just close your mouth.
Welcome to Duffy's Tavern. Come in and meet Finnegan, Eddie the Waiter, Ben A. Venuta, Peter Van Steeden and his orchestra, our special guest tonight, Colonel Lemuel Q. Stoopnagel, and Archie himself, Ed Gardner. Brought to you by two products that will pay you to remember. Minute Rub when you have a cold, Sal Hepatica when you need a laxative. Minute Rub, Sal Hepatica.
Let's see, I gotta figure these taxes. Now, my yearly salary, that's annuities, $15 a week, and there's 48 weeks in a year.
Miss Archie, there's 52 weeks in a year.
You're thinking of states. 52 weeks. There's 12 months in a year, right?
Right.
And there's 4 weeks in a month, right?
Right.
Well, you multiply 4 by 12 and you get... You're right, it is 52. Yeah, holy cow, 52 weeks.
Except leap year, of course. Then it's 53 weeks.
Oh, naturally. Now, let's see. 15, you times it by 52. That's 6-3-0. Shove over the cipher. That makes the fiduciary. Look, let me look at that tax blank a minute, Eddie. Let's see here. It says, see footnote 1. Footnote 1, see schedule B. Schedule B, see footnote 2. Footnote 2, see footnote 1. Footnote 1. If you claim a credit in line 15... disregard line 19A, complete schedule L1, page 4, instructions, and enter computation in line 19C. I'll ignore that. Good. Must be a tripe of gap at the larynx. Now, if I add schedule 1 to the 15... by the way, Eddie, you want me to help you with your taxes?
No, thanks. No, sir. I don't want to bother you. See, you got enough work making out your own tax wrong.
Oh, yeah? Well, look, Eddie. You know, I may seem confused internally, but inside, me brain is going clickety-clack, clickety-clack. Like a broiler factory. Yeah, Eddie. I'll have you know that when I was at PS4... At PS4, I was the mathematical genius of the school.
Yeah. Well, if you stay any place long enough, you're bound to get to the top.
Mm. Right. You should have seen me in them days, Eddie. My knowledge of mathematics was positively gruesome. Yeah, I mastered them all. Arithmetic, geometry, adding, plane geometry, fancy geometry, trigonometry, calcium... and Aldridge, square rope and the cube rope and the round rope, and the entire multiplication table up to and including 9 times 9.
Up to and including 9 times 9, huh?
Yeah.
How much is 9 times 9?
Now that I think of it, I guess it was just up to, not including. Well, look, let us get back to this blank.
What are you doing?
Me income tax, Finnegan. Did you do yours?
Oh, heavens to Betsy, yeah. thank goodness mine is yours completely.
Oh, it is completely, huh? Who filled it out for you?
Nobody. I went down to the post office, I waited in line, and finally decided to fill it out for myself.
Well, how much was your tax?
$600.
Finnegan, how could you figure it to come out $600?
Well, Archie, I hate to admit this, but I cheated.
Oh. You cheated, huh? How?
I copied from the guy in front of me.
That's crazy.
You think the government should pay me more?
Finnegan, the government don't pay you. You pay the government.
Is that so? Then why is it so popular?
What do you mean?
Well, you should have seen that line at the post office.
Look, Finnegan, you got to fill out a return.
Yeah.
Tell you what, I'll help you. We'll do it together. After all, you know, one head is better than none.
Yeah,
I demand a recount.
Now, look, Finnegan, what was your income last year?
Nothing.
Nothing, huh? Any dependents?
Yeah, my father. He gives me $1 a week spending money.
$1 a week from your father,
yeah.
Huh? I wonder how we could charge that off. Too bad your father ain't dead. We could call it an inheritance.
Well, that's the break, Judge.
Well, let's see now. How about medicinal expenses?
Oh, none of those.
Dentifrice?
Oh, yeah. I got my father teeth for Christmas.
Oh, you got him teeth. How much did you pay for the teeth?
Nothing. I found them.
Well, look, all we can do that with the front teeth?
Yeah.
Then you can't deduct them. You know? Your father would look horrible.
How much could I deduct?
Well, let's see now. Your income is zero. Your deductions is zero. Tax to be paid, zero.
You mean I make zero, so I gotta pay zero?
Yeah.
It's a crime. It's making a guy pay 100% of his income.
Put you in the upper brackets. Excuse me. Hello? Hello, Duffy. She's still slugging you with a frying pan? Oh, now it's with the lamp, huh? What happened to the frying pan? They don't make them like they used to, huh? Well, look, Duffy, why don't you buy it a mink coat? You can't afford it because you got to pay your income tax. Look, with a fat wife like that, you could put a picture on a blank and claim her as 4 dependents. You absolutely refuse to buy it. Did she hear you? Hello? Hello? Oh. Goodbye, Mrs. Duffy. She must have left him have it again.
Say, what's going on over at Duffy's, Archie?
Well, Duffy is extremely ill. A pounding sensation in his head.
Oh, it probably comes from a cold.
Hello? Hello, Duffy. What? She left you? Oh, where did she go? Well, what did the note say? Have gone home to my mother. Goodbye forever, you thick-headed cheapskate. Signed, your loving wife. Oh, Duffy, don't start crying. Oh, Duffy, don't. Come on. Chin up, old man. Duffy, please. Benny, come here. Talk to him. Cheer him up. Mrs. Duffy has left him, and the guy's really miserable.
Oh, certainly. Hello, Mr. Duffy. This is Benet Venuta. Oh, I'm sorry to hear about it. What?
No, I'm busy tonight, you old goat.
That Duffy. Go ahead and sing, Benet. That guy with the memory of a frying pan still warm on his brain. Trying to make a day worth living.
To see the evening sun go down. I hate to see the evening sun go down. 'Cause my baby, he's left this town. That man's got a heart like a rock cast in the sea. Else he wouldn't have gone so far from me. Oh, got the blues, got the blues, got the mean St. Louis blues. That man's got a heart like a rock cast in the sea. Or else he wouldn't have gone so far from me. Oh, a red-headed woman makes a good man leave this town. I said a red-headed woman makes a good man leave this town. But a blonde-headed woman makes a fella slap his pappy dog. Oh, I love that man like a schoolboy loves his pie. Like a Kentucky colonel loves his rock and roll. And I love that man. I love him till the day I die.
You're listening to Duffy's Tavern. Time for a short break. We'll be right back.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
So you're worried about thieves stealing your online purchases from your front door. Not a problem with DeliveryPod, a high-tech lockbox for your purchases. Mark Morris from DeliveryPod explains.
We've designed a sleek-looking package box that's internet-enabled, works with your Wi-Fi and Bluetooth, to notify you when a package arrives, secures the package, and notifies you once a package delivery has been placed at your house.
But how does it stay secure?
So we've invoked a bike lock system. You can either screw it in through a normal drill bit of fixation, pretty similar to some of the other boxes that are out there, or you can attach it via bike lock the way you would attach a bike. We are unique in having a battery operation or a plug-in operation, and the box works in both configurations.
Go to DeliveryPod.com for more info.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discount rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Welcome back to When Radio Was and More from Duffy's Tavern.
How you doing with the income tax?
I gotta get back to that now. Let's see now. Let's look at this blank now. Here, I put down the tax that I know that I gotta pay. See, that's the sure tax.
Wait a minute now. You say that's the sure tax?
Yeah, sure tax. S-U-R-T-A-X.
Oh, I see. And then to that you add the sure plus.
The what?
The sure plus.
Are you kidding? The word is surplus. Anyways, you add the surplus to the sure tax, and then you...
Pardon me. May I use your telephone?
Oh, just the guy to help me with the taxes, Colonel Stoopnagle. I certainly can use the phone. Here's a phone, Colonel.
Thank you. I'm in an awful rush. Hello, information. I'd like the phone number of Duffy's Tavern.
But, Colonel, this is Duffy's Tavern.
Oh, really? What's the phone number?
Orchard 29970.
Thank you. Hello, information. That number is Orchard 29970. You're welcome. In the future, please look it up in your own directory.
This guy's a maniac.
Well, so this is, what's the name of this place again?
Zimmerman's Little Hungary. Colonel, ain't you a little bit punchy?
Well, yes, I think so, too. But most people agree with me. And not only that, I'm also absent-minded.
Oh, you're absent-minded? How did you get that way?
Well, you see, as a child, I was very cruel to animals. And one day, I deliberately kicked a horse in the foot with my head. Well, so this is Duffy's Tavern.
Yeah, this is Duffy's Tavern.
And how is Mr. Duffy?
Oh, okay.
And Mr. Tavern?
Colonel, there is no Mr. Tavern.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, we've all got to go sometime. But Mr. Duffy is carrying on, huh?
Oh, he certainly is carrying on. His wife just left him.
Oh, really? I hope they'll be very happy together. Incidentally, Archie, speaking of marriage, I have a new invention for newlyweds.
New invention for newlyweds? What is it?
It's an overhead threshold so that if you marry a heavy woman, you can carry her under it. Oh. What do you think of it?
Well, I don't know. To me, it sounds crazy, but I think it is.
Archie, I'm glad to see that you have vision.
Kyle Stoopnagle, I believe.
Oh, Colonel, a man just stepped out of the audience here, Clifton Finnegan.
Finnegan. Were you ever awake by James Joyce?
No, I have an alarm clock.
Colonel, you confuse the guy. The correct grammar is Finnegan's woke. Say it's a verb, not a tense.
Mr. Finnegan, may I say that you are a very intelligent-looking man?
Oh, thanks, Colonel.
Yes, I'm sure that if you had a forehead, it would be a very high one.
No, Colonel. I would rather have a head like yours coming up to a point.
Yours comes to a point, too.
Yeah, but yours comes to a higher point.
No, yours comes to a higher point.
What is this, Waiter Staple? Colonel, I got my income tax to fill out.
Income tax? Well, that's right down my uppie. Archie, would you like to reduce your taxes?
Reduce my taxes? Certainly.
Then here, take a look at my latest invention.
Your invention? What do you call it?
The Tactual Q Reducer Nagel. The greatest little machine I ever invented. Cut your taxes 80%.
Look, Colonel, not that I doubt your insanity, but how can a little machine like that reduce your taxes?
You doubt me? Let me read you some testimonials. Listen to this one. Mr. Henry Morgenthau, dear sir, since the invention of the reducer, Nagel, many people have reduced their taxes by 80%. Signed, Colonel Stupnagel.
Let me see that. Hey, you're right. It's addressed to Morgenthau, all right.
Yes, Archie, and not only that, the reducer, Nagel, carries a written guarantee.
Written guarantee, huh?
Yep, here it is. I, Colonel Stupnagel, hereby guarantee that if my invention does not reduce your income tax by 80%, signed, Colonel Stupnagel.
Guy couldn't ask for no more than that, could he? Excuse me. Hello? Hello, Duffy. She didn't come back, huh? You're lonesome. Well, sure. A dame that weighs 350 pounds must leave quite a gap in a guy's life. Hey, wait a minute, Duffy. I got an idea. Colonel Stupnagel invented a machine that'll knock 80% off your taxes. Huh? Well, so what? All great inventors is nuts. Take Robert Fulton. Sure, they call him Bugs. And that other guy that invented gravity. Sure, they call him Figs Newton. Look, Duffy, with the 80% that this machine saves you, you can go out and buy Mrs. Duffy a mink coat and anything else a big, fat heart desires. Huh? You'll go right out to I.J. Fox? Attaboy, Duffy. Leave your income tax to me and the Colonel. We'll reduce it. Okay. Colonel, warm you all up the reducing egg. We're going to do Duffy's tax.
Say, Archie.
Oh, Colonel Stupnagel, this is Danny Seymour, our announcer.
Oh, really? I once invented an announcer, but it didn't look anything like you.
Did it work, Colonel?
Yes, except for one thing. I couldn't invent anything for my announcer to say.
Oh, well, Colonel, the most helpful statements aren't invented anywhere. They're facts.
Mrs. Duffy, you make coat. Now, we got to get it down from $200 to about $50.
All right, Archie, let's get to work. What's the weekly income of this joint?
The weekly income, you mean a good week or a bad week?
An average week.
That's a bad week. I'd say about $30.
Okay, we'll put it on the machine. About $30.
Mm-hmm.
That's A, B, O, U, T, 30.
Well, if I didn't see it with my own eyes, I wouldn't believe it. Wait a minute. Here's some more figures, Colonel. Put them on the machine while I answer the phone, huh? Okay. Hello? Duffy? Huh? You what? You bought the mink, huh? What kind? Cheap mink? I never heard of it. How do you spell it? C-H-I-P. Duffy, that chipmunk. Well, she probably liked the chipmunk, Duffy. Sure. Yeah, that's right. She ain't got no taste. What? Oh, the machine is going great. Yeah, doing a great job. I'll call you back. What happened, Colonel?
Killed. But it'll be all right.
Well, just see that the tax ain't no more than $50 now. What do we do now?
Well, I've entered all the figures. Now I set the automatic adjustments. I checked the barometric pressure. And we're all set to go. Take it away, Reducer Niggle. There. You'll find your tax total on this little white card.
This little card, huh?
Yes, read it.
You have a pleasant disposition and make friends easily.
Just a little extra service. Your tax is on the back.
On the back?
Yeah.
Oh, on the back. The total income tax, $2,000. Colonel, who invented this machine? You or Morgenthau?
See, really, I'm embarrassed. This is the first time this has ever happened.
You sure?
Positive. It's the first time I ever used the machine. Let me try it again.
Let's look at a card now. You are a person who loves to travel.
Read the other side.
Pay the $2,000 or we'll send you to Alcatraz. Stoop Duffy can't afford to pay $2,000.
Archie, you've given me an idea. I hereby renounce the Reducer Nagel. I hereby christen this machine the Taxual Q Increaser Nagel.
Increaser Nagel?
Yes. It's to help poor people to get into the higher income tax bracket.
But, Colonel, please, Duffy was buying a mink on the strength of $150. We was going to save him on a Reducer Nagel. What? Oh. Hello? Hello, Duffy. Did you buy the coat? You did, huh? Did she come back? Yeah. And she liked the coat, and you're both very happy, huh? You don't know how to thank me, huh? Look, Duffy. If I was to tell you... No, I can't spoil it. Duffy, I hope you and Mrs. Duffy will continue to be happy for many, many years. Yeah, okay. I couldn't tell it to the guy. They're too happy, you know. I'll pay the $150 out of my own pocket, huh?
Time to leave Duffy's Tavern for the evening, but let's all meet here again next week when our guest will be Gertrude Lauren. This is the Blue Network.
You are listening to KECA Los Angeles.
From March 7th, 1944. As I mentioned, Colonel Stoop Nagel's portrayal of Frederick Chase Taylor had first came to fame in the 1930s, working alongside musician Wilbur Hulick in the comedy tandem Stoopnagel and Bud. I'm Greg Bell, and next on When Radio Was, Paul Reimer's critically acclaimed quarter-hour comedy series, Vic and Sade. It begins right after this.
Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke.
William Conrad stars as Matt Dillon in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Around Dodge City. Follow the story of saloons and stage holdups, bullet wounds and blood feuds that moved west with young America, and the story of a man who moved with it.
I'm that man, Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful and a little lonely.
Dillon deals with young men making rash decisions, old men with scores to settle, and eager triggermen with a very specific job to do.
I heard about you there, Dillon. You've got quite a reputation.
I'm a lawman, Kircher, not a gunman. I don't care about my reputation.
I do.
You came here to kill me, huh?
That's what I came for, Dillon.
Gunsmoke around Dodge City sells for $39.98, but When Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $24.98. Save $15, plus get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code DODGE77.
Men like you are as useless as wolves. I hate every one of your kind. And that'll make it easier for you to fight me, Dillon. I'll meet you out in the plaza, sundown tomorrow.
Get Gunsmoke around Dodge City today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code DODGE77.
I don't want to hear your talk, Kircher. Let's get this over.
This offer is available for a limited time only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
On this week's Drawn to Wildlife's Topic of the Week, we talk predator hunting. And I'll be back in just a moment.
Your silver investment today may triple in price. Wes Peters of Gold Wealth Management wants you to know now is the time to acquire silver as part of your wealth accumulation portfolio. Today, silver is significantly undervalued at an 85-to-1 gold purchasing ratio. We've not seen a ratio like this in over 20 years. Should silver return to its 2011 value, your silver investment today will triple in price. Call Wes now, 866-GLD-SLVR.
This past week, I got to go predator hunting with a friend and had a blast. Predator hunting is a fun way to hunt, trying to call in a wily coyote or cautious bobcat. Set up with the wind in your face, call for 15 to 20 minutes, and if no luck, press further into the farm. Give it a try and manage the predators roaming your farm. Learn more at drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
And welcome back to When Radio Was. Listen now for Art Van Harvey as Vic, with Bernadine Flynn as Sade, joined by David Whitehouse as Russell, in a broadcast from September 28th, 1944.
Now, get ready to smile again with Radio's Home Folks, Vic and Sade, written by Paul Reimer. Vic and Sade are brought to you by Procter & Gamble, the makers of the famous granulated speed soap, Dash. That's D-A-S-H, Dash. Now a better soap that saves you cash. I guess most of us have had this experience. We see something we like in a store, something that looks especially distinctive and well-made, and immediately we jump to one conclusion. It must be expensive. Well, I'll grant you, that's how it is with most things. The minute you get into the quality class, you expect to pay more. But let me tell you about an exception to the rule. It's the famous granulated speed soap, Dash. For here's a soap that's now better, yet it actually saves you cash. Yesterday's better Dash saves you cash. But I'd better tell you just why Dash is better. It's better, for one thing, it pops into more hard-working, long-lasting suds. Eager, enthusiastic suds that work hard and fast until the dirt is all out. It's no trick at all to have a sparkling white wash hanging on the line. And the colored washables you hang beside them will be fresh and bright. For Dash is a safe soap. So next time you're shopping, ask for this better Dash and save cash. And now, back to Vic and Sade.
Well, sir, Vic and Sade and Russell are settled for a quiet evening at home as we enter the small house halfway up on the next block now. And here in the living room, we find our friends in attitudes of comfort and relaxation. Vic and Sade are seated on the davenport with sections of the newspaper, and young Russell, at the library table, peruses a volume of vigorous fiction. And of a sudden we hear...
Here's a piece in the paper about some halfwit in Ohio that mailed a letter to his brother-in-law in Pennsylvania, and the numbskull brother-in-law...
Oh, hey, we got a letter this afternoon. Beth wrote. Wonder how I happened to forget that. Go get it, Willie, in the dining room on top of the buffet.
Yeah, okay.
I wonder how I happened to forget that.
This fathead in Ohio wrote to his lame-brained brother-in-law in Pennsylvania and told him there was buried treasure in his backyard.
Went
right outdoors with a shovel and commenced to dig. He not only dug up his own backyard, but the backyards of several of his neighbors.
What on earth are you talking about?
This piece in the paper.
I was trying to get a word in edgewise about Bess's letter.
My miserable little comments concerning this piece in the paper were well underway before the subject of Bess's letter ever arose.
Let's not go into this business again, shall we?
Well, no, but Thunder, I started to read...
There's a vocal card on top of the buffet. Which one is Aunt Bess's?
Bring the whole works.
It's dark out here. I can't tell which is which.
There is such a thing as turning on the light.
Oh, the switch is clear over on the other side of the room.
Oh, my switch is clear over on the other side of the room.
I think maybe I can recognize Aunt Bess's letter by the feel. She uses envelopes.
Bring the whole works, I said.
Okay.
This is kind of funny. Ernest J. Florch of Dismal Seepage, Ohio, in a letter to his brother-in-law...
You got another gun from Kleeberger's.
What?
Two letters arrived this afternoon. Beside Bess's little rotten note, Kleeberger sent another gun.
Well, it's about the fourth one this month.
Why don't you pay that? Why don't you pay that? Why don't you pay that?
I'll never pay it if they persist in hounding me.
I got a postal card from Miss Nagel saying she missed me in Sunday school last Sunday. And you got another done from Kleeberger's,
though. Kleeberger's aren't playing the game square anymore.
Hand me Aunt Bess's letter, Willie.
See? Kleeberger's aren't playing the game square anymore. They're only supposed to dun their victims the first of every month. No fooling. This is about the fifth notice they've sent me during September.
Pay them their $2.
You know, Sade, as well as I know, and as well as Kleeberger's know, too, for that matter, that this half-wit $2 business is just so much axle grease. We settle up with them every month.
But you're invariably $2 behind.
Sure, because as often as not, I drop in and charge a necktie or some socks or something. See, it's a different $2 every month. As a matter of fact, we're good, steady customers. Kleeberger's know that, or should know it. And yet, for some perverse, wrong-headed, ridiculous reason, they keep dunning me.
Well, they want their $2.
That half-wit, lame-brained, fathead $2 is a polite fiction. Why, we must spend 10, 15, 25 bucks in their feeble-minded store every single month in the year. And we settle right up on the dot. What'd they say in their dun that come just last week?
I don't know.
Something about $2, please. And all three words underlined in red ink. Why, you'd think I was a deadbeat. You'd think I hadn't paid him a nickel in 6 years.
I don't care. Listen while I read Bess's letter.
Kleeberger, you scoundrel. I should be down there and throttle you.
Listen now while I read Bess's letter.
We missed you so much at Sunday school last Sunday.
You were at Sunday school last Sunday?
Well, sure I was at Sunday school last Sunday.
Why does Miss Nagel write you those postal cards?
I don't know.
Well, ask her. They come every week.
Yeah.
All right. Aunt Bess's letter.
Yeah.
Dear sister and all, thought I would write and see how you are feeling. We are fine, and Walter's kneecap has let up considerable on the twinges. Knock wood.
Hey, kiddo, for Pete's sake, listen to this.
What?
Listen to this.
You want to read me the newspaper, Pete?
No, my dun from Kleeberger's.
Vic, every time a poor little rotten, miserable letter arrives from my sister...
No, say it honest, listen one.
You want to read me your dun from Kleeberger's?
It's not a dun. It's not a dun. It's not a dun. Dear Mr. Gook, we submit our earnest apologies and humbly solicit your sympathy and understanding in a matter which we feel...
Nobody's dead.
Huh?
Somebody died?
No, listen. We submit your earnest apologies and humbly submit, solicit your sympathy and understanding.
About
in a matter
say,
which...
you chuckling and tittering.
Let me read you this.
Well, just tell me.
All right. Kleeberger is safe.
Yeah.
Kleeberger's owe me $2.
Really, Gus?
Kleeberger's owe me $2.
Well, for goodness sake, how did
they... They were checking back in their books yesterday for some reason or other, and they came across an entry 7 months back where we overpaid him $4.
Oh,
we overpaid him $4, and we're constantly and currently being done for $2, so that leaves the $2 difference in our favor. In short, the shoe is on the other foot.
Kleeberger's owe you $2.
Isn't that sweet music? Don't those syllables roll richly on the tongue? Kleeberger's owe me $2.
You're listening to Vic and Sade on When Radio Was. We'll be right back.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Minute each, a speed no human can follow and comprehend. A district judge finally intervened and ordered the state Senate president to have the bill read in an intelligible fashion. Such shenanigans are common in legislatures across the country, but the principle they violate just isn't that complicated. The people have a right to know what their government is doing, and playing kindergarten games does not fill the bill.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars on the 2019 Dodge Charger and Challenger, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in a Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger with available 485 horsepower. So come in to your local Dodge dealer now. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 3-2-2020. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
And now, more from Vic and Sade on When Radio Was.
The shoe is on the other foot.
Kleeberger's owe you $2.
Isn't that sweet music? Don't those syllables roll richly on the tongue? Kleeberger's owe me $2. Crystal Henny.
Yeah?
Fetch Papa the telephone directory.
What you gonna do?
Or better still, Russell, old man, get the telephone directory and look Papa up a number.
What number? What you gonna do, Vic?
What do you think?
Well, I haven't any idea.
I am going to Dunn Kleeberger's.
Oh, now listen.
Find me the telephone number of Kleeberger's Outfitters and Haberdashers, son.
Yeah, okay. You're not going to do anything silly.
Silly? I'm only going to exchange an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Would you have me do otherwise?
No, but I won't have
any. Hey, Gov, it's nighttime. Kleeberger's store will be open.
Oh, well, of course it won't. I never thought of that. Russell, you're absolutely right. Look up Kleeberger's residence.
No.
Read me Bessie's letter while he's locating the number.
You're not going to do any such a silly, childish thing.
Why, Sadie, how you talk. Obviously, you're joking.
You want old man Kleeberger himself, Gov, or one of the sons?
Old man Kleeberger himself.
T.W. Kleeberger Sr.
T.W. Kleeberger Sr. It's old man Kleeberger, Sadie, who sends me these bushels and bushels of duns. He handles all that stuff personally. What is the number, Russell?
6723W.
A fine, orotund, sonorous sounding number. 6723W. I will call that tinkling euphonious number.
Oh, now, hey.
This won't take me but a moment.
I think you're just fooling.
Fooling? Why would I be fooling? Kleeberger's owe me $2. It's my duty to dun them. When circumstances are reversed, they done me. In fact, they done me every few minutes. I would be shirking responsibility if I neglected to dun Kleeberger's. 6723W, please.
Correct. This might be carrying silliness a trifle too far.
You think so?
I don't think so, Gov. I think you're fully justified in demanding your justice.
Well, little jokes in the family is all right, but when it comes to...
Excuse me, Jade. Hello, is Mr. Kleeberger there, please?
I have to go in that store 3 or 4 times a week.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. I see. Well, I don't imagine you have that telephone number. Oh, really? Well, I'd certainly appreciate having it. Yes, it is rather important.
Oh, my.
9964J. Thank you very much. Remember that, Russell.
9964J.
Yes, indeed. And thank you very, very much. Goodbye. I think that was the butler.
You think you're awful, awful cute, don't you?
No, not at all. What was that number, Russell?
9964J.
Bear with me another 10 or 15 seconds, people.
Mr. Kleeberger wasn't home?
No, he wasn't home. He can be reached at, 9964J. Exactly. 9964J.
Where is that?
The office of the pastor of the Second Congregational Church.
No.
Yes. Mr. Kleeberger is attending a committee meeting there. Seems that he's one of the elders of that church. 9964J, please. Correct.
Gonna dun him for $2, huh?
Don't he owe me $2?
I suppose you think it's cute.
When I owe him $2, he don't he dun me? Don't he dun me and dun me and dun me and... hello, I understand Mr. T.W. Kleeberger is there. May I speak with him, please? Thank you.
I don't think this is a bit cute.
Don't you? Margaret, honey, see if this sounds like a villainous laugh.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds like a villainous laugh.
Now, listen, Vic, I won't hang.
Hello, Mr. T.W. Kleeberger, Sr. This is Victor R. Gook, one of your customers, Mr. Kleeberger. Yes.
Look here, Kleeberger. You owe me $2, and I want it.
Be sure to listen to Vic and Sade tomorrow, friends, because next week, Vic and Sade are beginning a short holiday, one well-deserved after 12 successful years on the air. We all hope that Paul Reimer, the author, and the cast of Vic and Sade will have a pleasant holiday, and that you'll be able to hear Vic and Sade again soon. Watch your paper for an announcement of their return. Now, beginning Monday, you'll meet new friends in the story of Rosemary, written by Elaine Carrington, author of two of your favorite programs, Pepper Young's Family and When a Girl Marries. In just a second, we'll join Rosemary herself.
Oh, hello. Yes, we're going to call on Rosemary. She asked us to stop in for a minute and meet her mother, Susan Dawson. Rosemary said Mrs. Dawson would be waiting for us, so... Well, here goes. We'll try the front door first.
Oh, there you are. I've been watching out for you. Step right in, won't you? I've got to look at a pie I've got in the oven.
Oh, it's a pie, is it, Mrs. Dawson? Rosemary said it'll be a cake.
Oh, no, it's a pie. Good old-fashioned rhubarb pie. We put up the rhubarb ourselves, didn't we, Mother?
Yes, Rosemary.
I just wish you could come here and see our pantry shelves. They're just groaning from the things from our garden. Beets and tomatoes and beans, applesauce and currant jelly.
And beech plum jam. Remind me to give you the best recipe for beech... But you don't want to hear about recipes for jam, do you?
We want to meet Rosemary and Patty Dawson's mother.
She's the best mother in the world.
Oh, nonsense. They're millions, just as good.
No, we don't think so. Not after the way you went to work when Father died to earn a living for us and bring us up properly.
Well, you're the two best daughters in the world. But, of course, Patty's still a baby.
Oh, she's 15.
Well, that's a baby, isn't it? She's our baby, anyhow.
Yes, folks, I think you like Rosemary and her mother. You'll be hearing them every day, Monday through Friday, beginning Monday at this same time and station. And listen tomorrow, of course, to Vic and Sade.
Vic and Sade from September 28, 1944. At the end there, you heard a tease for the radio soap opera, Rosemary. Well, I'm Greg Belvin. As you heard, Rosemary writer Elaine Carrington also created the long-running radio soap Pepper Young's Family. My question is about that show. When it debuted in 1932, it was known as Red Adams, with Red voiced by the same fellow who decades later played the Penguin on television's Batman, as well as boxing trainer Mickey in the Sylvester Stallone Rocky motion pictures. I'll name that fella, then wrap up when radio was right after this.
MusicRewind.com introduces Ace of Spades, 60 guitar instrumentals of the 50s and 60s, a 3-CD compilation of songs from influential guitar groups, a true collector's item. Order Ace of Spades today at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Pay just $19.98. Plus, get a special bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code GUITAR33. That's MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Don't forget promo code GUITAR33 to pay only $19.98 and save on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Holmes, it can't be.
But it is, Watson, beyond any shadow of doubt.
Beyond any shadow of a doubt, you won't miss a When Radio Was episode ever again. Just stream the most recent shows on our Radio Spirits app for free. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android.
Oh, I suppose you could do better.
Well, you think not? Honey, just sit down and listen to me.
Yes, listen to this. You can't do better than streaming thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, The Whistler, Jack Benny, and yours truly, Johnny Dollar, to name just a few. Download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening.
Are you kidding? You are kidding.
No, sir.
How come?
Because we wouldn't joke about free streams. Download a free trial now at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Check out the Radio Spirits app today with no risk or obligation. Just free When Radio Was daily streams.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
A Loveland, Colorado homeowner could go to jail for protecting his property from melting snow. He paid $10,000 for a permit to add a small addition, but then the city changed the rules. He had to stop work, pay another $30,000 for a new permit, and wait for approval. He waited so long winter came, and melting snow was pouring off the unfinished roof into his basement. He tacked up some plastic to temporarily route the water away, and the city compliance officers pounced. He was dragged into court for putting up plastic without a permit while waiting for the permit. Even the court could not figure out what he had done to deserve such abuse. In America, it's the government's job to protect our rights, not steal them. Thieves go to jail, not innocent victims.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about the actor who voiced the radio soap opera character Red Adams way back in 1932. Then, many decades later, played the Penguin on television's Batman, as well as boxing trainer Mickey in the Sylvester Stallone Rocky motion pictures. His name, Burgess Meredith. I'm Greg Bell, and we've come to the end of another show, but please visit our website. It's whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.